You're cruising with Cruisin' WGCM.
The name game. Shelly! Shelly, Shelly, Bo Burley, Bo Nana Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Bo Merley. Shelly. Lincoln! Lincoln, Lincoln, Bo Bingan, Bo Nana Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Bo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name I treat it like it wasn't there, but a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B, then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F, very plain, then a B. And a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bofanal, Fi, Fi, Momanal, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob, Bob, drop the B's, Bo, Arbor, Fred, Fred, drop the F's.
Still green one day. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. On a Saturday night from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, the Biloxi Shuckers and Mississippi Braves square off in Game 5 of the six-game series here in Pearl. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Zarella, Garrett Green. Shuckers aiming to reach 500 mark once again coming into tonight. 18-19 record. And the M-Braves 16-21. Well, the Shuckers last night, a close, tight victory. They had to come from behind, scoring three runs in the final two innings to win the game by a final score of 4-3. Really, it was a back-and-forth affair. Each team taking leads and then losing them and gaining them back again. The M-Braves, though, got on the board first yesterday. RBI double by Lugbauer in the fourth inning. The Shuckers would tie it then. This is where it goes back, the lead change. Again, Jackson Reitz ties the game in the top of the sixth inning, has now homered in six of his last seven games. Jackson Reitz, 10 home runs on the season now for him. Tied the game at one. Bottom of the sixth inning, Jariel Gonzalez homers for the second straight night. Made it a 3-1 game. Victor Castaneda allows all three runs in six innings. Really, that one home run ball, the biggie, that hurt him last night. But he gets the no decision because of Cam Devaney. Two-run bomb to left field in the eighth inning. It ties the ball game, and who else but Jackson Reitz again, playing like the man on with his hair on fire really the last week and a half now. A RBI single to the right side scores Felix Valerio in the top of the ninth inning off Tyler Ferguson. And the Shuckers come out with a 4-3 victory. Then they also had a big seventh inning as well. An incredible catch by Jalen Miller in left field. But the Shuckers still make up for that and able to shut down the M-Braves in the ninth inning. And thanks to Zach Vinaro, earned his fourth save of the season. And Garrett Green got a chance to catch up with Zach Vinaro after the game last night. That's next year on the Shuckers pregame show. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Show getting you all set for tonight's matchup between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers, and we're thrilled to be joined by Zach Venero. And Zach, you come in last night, get the save in the ninth inning, three up, three down. Before we talk about the specifics of last night, what do you do to prepare yourself to come into a game, especially in a save situation like that in the ninth inning?
Yeah, whenever I get my name called, we got O'Neill down there going through the whole scouting report with who we have coming up. When we're playing the Braves, it always seems like I have Lugbauer and Alexander, coming into the game at that point. So, I've faced them a lot already. And, at that point, just locking in and just attacking with my best stuff.
Well, I know that last season they got the better of you a couple of times. So I know that's certainly a learning experience for you, and you have a different approach to attack them. What's been your key? Because you've won the series this year.
I think the big difference between last year and this year is the fact that I'm just much more comfortable with my arsenal. They changed my arsenal halfway through the season last year. I was very unsure on how to pitch with it last year, and it was a lot of experimentation. And now I know what I want to do. I know how I want to attack everybody, and I just kind of go from there.
Four saves and four opportunities. I know that saves are, part of it's stuff, but another piece of it is mentality for you. Is that a role that you were told coming into the season you were going to serve in, or is it one that, you're just stepping into and really thriving and so forth?
Coming into this year, I've had conversations with Nick and everything, and no one really has a specific role, whatever. The thing is, everyone that we got in the bullpen go out there and close any day. So I just kind of, how games unfold, who's hot that night, I was just totally prepared for any type of situation at any time, and that's the mindset I have going into every game.
Already a quarter of the way through the season, and for you, what's been your favorite moment so far this year, or what all the offseason work has led to that maybe has bore itself out for this year?
Favorite moment this year, honestly, is not just one, but I'm loving seeing some of these long balls that our guys are hitting. They're unreal. Weimer's hitting some absolute moonshots. Reitz is hitting some moonshots. We have Cam hitting some absolute moonshots too. So it's fun to watch these guys just swing the bat.
And I was going to say, you guys got to catch a few of those when we were in Birmingham. How bummed are you that all these right-handed pull hitters are hitting them over to the left field when you guys are on right field here in Mississippi?
Yeah, it's not as fun since we can't try to make an attempt to catch them, but it is fun sitting out there and just watching the ball just travel. Like, there's been no wall scrapers this week, so it's been nice, fun to see our guys put some up near the scoreboard.
All right, you have pitched in this ballpark, so because guys will lay into a ball, and at our ballpark maybe it's like, oh, that's gone, but here it doesn't get out. For people who might not have stood on the field, how hard is it, do you think, to have a guy hit a home run off of you in this park?
In this park?
Yeah.
Definitely I think it's difficult. Obviously, anyone can put a good swing on any pitch anytime, but, this is a big park, and it's definitely, I'd say it's more pitcher-friendly than hitter-friendly, but it's said home runs can come whenever, so.
And that's more just to put into context what guys like Jackson and Joey have done that fortunately you don't have to face, but just to give people another perspective for someone who's on the mound and knows how big this ballpark can play.
Yeah, definitely. Ballpark plays big. Much easier to have the not really pitch to contact mentality, but like you can really fill up the zone, and especially with our defense, you can plan on plays being made.
And let's talk about that just very briefly here, because I know early on in the season it was some errors, there were some things behind, but it seems like the defense overall has come behind, and behind you guys has come along in a very big way and is making some big plays right now. You know, how much does that fire you guys up out on the mound, and how much confidence do you have with those guys behind you right now?
Yeah, I definitely have the utmost confidence with all our guys behind us. We have a really good defense out there right now. Valero obviously made two really good plays for me last night. Love to see it. I'll tell you what, Valero works his butt off every single day. Not surprised at all that, you know, how much better he looks out there. He looked good all season too, but right now it's just like he looks smooth, clean, and energetic out there, so it's fun to watch.
He is clicking on all cylinders for you guys right now. It's heating up and it's starting to get fun. I ask everybody this, I know it's Saturday. What's the plan for the Monday off day for you?
Definitely will be on the golf course. Weather depending, but I'll definitely be on the golf course.
That seems to be the popular pick out there. So you guys hit them straight out there. We'll see if we maybe see you tomorrow night. I can't imagine a back-to-back for you. But, Zach, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
All right, there he is, Zach Venero. He's got four saves this season for the Shuckers. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items from jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more. You'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
And welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers and Braves meeting on this Saturday night. Beautiful day for baseball here in the start of lineups for both sides now. Gabe Holt, the designated hitter for the Shuckers, lead things off, followed by Joey Weimer, the center fielder. Second baseman to Felix Valerio bats third. Switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard bats cleanup. Jackson Reitz, the catcher, follows behind him. He's homered in six of his last seven games. Tristan Lutz, the right fielder, hitting over 300 his last 10 games, follows behind him. Shortstop Cam Devaney bats seventh, had that big two-run home run in the eighth inning yesterday. Jason Koka, the third baseman, bats eighth, switch hitting third baseman as well. And Terrence Dawson, the left fielder, bats ninth, making his double-A debut here in Pearl. As the right-handed pitcher, Noah Zavalis, no record with a 2.70 ERA, his second start this season. As Zavalis has seen plenty of the Braves in the last year in change now, and he will see the Braves once again. And now for the Braves lineup, left fielder Michael Harris is second. Really don't see Michael really straggle away from center field. He is in left tonight. Luke Waddell, the DH, bats second. Jariel Gonzalez, the shortstop homer for the second straight night. Last night, he bats third. Catcher is Hendrick Clementina. He bats cleanup, followed by the first baseman out of Michigan, Drew Lugbauer. C.J. Alexander plays third base, bats sixth. Ryan Delgado, second baseman behind him in the seventh spot. Center fielder Jacob Pearson bats eighth, and the right fielder Andrew Moritz rounds out the order as he bats ninth. And the former Indiana Hoosier right-handed pitcher Tanner Gordon gets the ball today for Bruce Kraft's squad. He is 0-2 with a 12.19 ERA for the Embraves. And that is your starting lineups for both sides. We step aside 10 seconds for a station identification here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
And once again, welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show. Well, it's that time now on the pregame show. It's our favorite time. It's yours as well. It's our picks to click. And yesterday, I think we both did pretty well for the second straight night.
I think so. Came dangerously close to having a pick that clicked in Thomas Dillard were it not for Jalen Miller making a remarkable catch out of the left field wall. But nonetheless, Dillard hit the ball all five times up yesterday.
Well, that's definitely something, a trend to watch out for. Yep. And I still count that as well. That clicked.
All right.
It clicked.
Who is your pick to click this evening, Thomas?
Well, I told you yesterday, until Jackson Reitz proves me wrong, I will continue to guess him. So Jackson Reitz with a third straight, I will take him. And I swear, if he hits another home run, that's it. I'm good for the season
that's
now.
It.
I will go off in the sunset knowing that I had a pick click three nights in a row. And I will stand by it until Jackson Reitz has not hit a home run. I can't. It's mojo between here and the dugout. You cannot mess that up. So, again, Jackson Reitz for me.
All right. I am going to go with the leadoff man tonight, Gabe Holt. Gabe has had multiple multi-hit games in this series. Didn't strike out last night, so he's put together some really good at-bats. I think tonight is the night he gets an RBI chance, and he comes through, or at the very least, he does a very good setting the table, very good job setting the table for the Shuckers. So Gabe Holt is my pick to click tonight for the Shuckers.
That sounds like a good pick to click as well. Let's check out some of the scores on around the Brewers organization. Wisconsin, they were known as the Micro Brews today. That's one of their, I saw that on Twitter today, so Wisconsin Microbrews defeat the South Bend Cubs 9-2 at Fox City Stadium. Well, Wisconsin, talk about early run support. Six runs in the first two innings. Brandon Canar now 6-1 with a 1-1-7 record on the season. I mean, six shutout innings, one walk, seven strikeouts. Tyler Black, all we continue to say, all he does is just hit. Three hits in the afternoon for him. Joe Gray Jr., 2-for-4 with an RBI. Xavier Warren homered in the game. And our good old friend Ashton McGee goes 1-for-4 with an RBI as well. So the T-Rats, or the Microbrews, as I should say, pick up a big win there against the South Bend Cubs. And obviously some of those South Bend Cubs may be seen soon with the Tennessee Smokies. So that's why it's always nice to see in the Midwest League, you have the Marlins affiliate, see those guys down there and have them come up here. Right now, probably a rain delay, I'm guessing. It just says delayed in low A, Carolina Mudcats against the Down East Ducks. And then the Nashville Sound to the Louisville Bats, 6:35 first pitch, so about half an hour from now. That's your look around the Brewers organization. Of course, we're getting pretty set here in Pearl, Mississippi. And don't forget as well to look around the Southern League. Well, the Montgomery Biscuits, we said yesterday, if you tune in, the Biscuits, their series is canceled because of COVID going throughout the team. And so that series in Pensacola played just one game out of six. Doesn't look like they'll remake those games. We're not sure yet, just looking at the schedule in the first half. Those teams do not play each other once again. So something to keep an eye on for us and you guys at home to see when those games may be made up again, because they're important. Shuckers right now 2.5 games back from the Blue Wahoos, first place in the first half of the season in the Southern League. Well, the Embraves run out to their positions. I'll wrap up the pregame show here in Pearl, Mississippi. The first pitch on their side on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Double play! A double
best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it's game number 5 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 18-19 on the season. They're 2.5 games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. As for the Mississippi Braves, they are 16-21 on the season. They are 4.5 games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Will it be the designated hitter Gabe Holt to lead things off for the Shuckers tonight? Right-hander Tanner Gordon is on the mound for the M-Braves. Righty kicks and fires, and the first pitch is a ball low and outside. And we're off and running at 6.07 p.m. Central Time tonight here in Pearl. Set by the right-hander in the next offer, and Holt takes a pitch, called a strike on the outer edge. And the count is 1-1 now to the Shuckers' designated hitter. Gordon the 1-1, and a swing and a miss over a changeup. The count is now 1-2 to Gabe Holt. Left-handed hitter in on the 1-2 pitch from the righty. And Holt lifts this in the air, foul, left side, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Along the bump tonight for the Mississippi Braves is the 6'5", 215-pound right-hander Tanner Gordon. Sixth-round pick by Atlanta in 2019 out of Indiana. The 1-2. And this is a bouncer up the middle. Charge on by Garcia. Gloves at second base. Throws the first. And he gets Holt by about a step. 6-3 on the bouncer. One gone and Joey Weimer to hit.
Well, here's how the M-Braves line up defensively tonight behind Tanner Gordon. Starting the outfield left to right. Mentioned before, Michael Harris is second out on left. Jacob Pearson in center. Andrew Moritz to his right and right field. Around the diamond, C.J. Alexander at third. Jariel Gonzalez, Ryan Delgado up the middle. Drew Lug Barrett first, and Hendrick Clementina doing the catching.
Now it's Joey Weimer who takes a first pitch called strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Scouting report on the right-hander Gordon. He throws a fastball, a changeup, and a slider. The 0-1. And a fastball pops the mitt of Clementina, but low. The count is 1-1 to Weimer. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Justin Whitten. Dexter Kelly is at third, and Bobby Tissoni at first. as Weimer checks his swing on an inside pitch that is called a strike. Weimer none too thrilled about that. The count is 1-2 to Joey. Joey now hitting .288 for the season. This is his 38th game. The 1-2 pitch, and Weimer fouls it back. And so the count will stay at 1-2. Well, it is another warm day here in Jackson, 88 degrees at first pitch. There is more of a breeze in the ballpark tonight than there has been in any other game this season. The set and the 1-2, and Weimer takes a little off the plate. And the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Breeze is blowing like it does at MGM Park from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole here in Pearl. The 2-2, and Weimer takes low. An appetizing fastball, but Joey took it downstairs, and so the count has run full to the Shuckers center fielder. Gordon not wasting any time. The right-hander, here's the payoff pitch, and Weimer smacks this out into right field. Pearson coming on, but it's going to drop in front of him, and Joey Weimer has an opposite field knock with one out here in the first for Biloxi.
Oh, looked like Pearson was in position to make a play out there. The center fielder was playing more towards right center field as well. He was the first base side of the bag at second, and that's where he is right now, playing to the right of the 402 sign. So that ball was just slicing away enough from him that he couldn't get it.
So Weimer with a couple of steps for his leadoff first, and Felix Valerio lays into this pitch but skies it out in the left field. Coming on at a stride is Michael Harris the second. And in left field, he'll reach up and make the catch for the out. So two gone now as Thomas Dillard strides to the plate. Well, for the right-hander Gordon, this is his fourth appearance at AA, 0-2 with a 12.19 ERA. That translates to his 11 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings coming into tonight. The set and the first offer to Dillard. Weimer goes, the pitch is outside, throw down to second is late. And skips into center field. Weimer is going to pop up late and head for third. And the throw from Pearson is up the line. So Weimer swipes second and moves to third on the throwing error. We're assuming it's a throwing error. We'll see if they give it to Clementina or if it might be on Delgado. And it is an E2. So Joey dirties up the front of the jersey and a little bit out of breath as he readjusts the gray pants over at third, but he's in scoring position as the 1-0 to Dillard. And Thomas takes a swing and comes up empty on a changeup at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back. Gray pants, and they have on the black caps this evening. Stare over to Weimer, and now the 1-1. And Dillard is late on a changeup again. And the count is now 1-2. Two gone. Runner at third is Weimer. No score. Shuckers and Braves here in the first. The 1-2 pitch. And Dillard skips this up the middle. It's off the pitcher. Long run in. Gonzalez won't have it. Dillard is safe at first. Weimer is home. And the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead on the infield single by Thomas Dillard.
There it is. It's one of those games where we talk about, you know, Dillard smacked the ball all around the field yesterday, resulted in just one hit, and that one looked like it was going to maybe go up the middle if it didn't hit Tanner Gordon, and then it ends up just behind him, and once that ball stops rolling, all the infielders having to converge on it, and Dillard able to hustle down the line and leg out an infield single and plate that first run for the Shuckers.
Now, the bad news on that for the Braves is that Gordon slowed it down enough that it took a hop off of him, and it looks like they're looking at his pitching hand right now as it came into the right side of his body, and then it died about 4 feet behind the mound. So Gonzalez had to come a long way in. If it doesn't hit him, it's very likely that what happens instead is that it's right back up the middle, and Gonzalez probably has a play on it because he was shifted towards the middle. It will wait as he goes through a couple of his warm-up tosses here. The Shuckers, though, will happily take the 1-0 lead. So Weimer singles, steals second, moves to third on the error, and scores on the infield single by Thomas Dillard. A great start to this one for Biloxi, and now here is Jackson Reeds, line-handed hitting catcher who has been on the power surge for the Shuckers. Line-hander Gordon sets, and the first pitch, and Reeds hits this the opposite way, a fly ball coming on Moritz, and it will drop in front of him. And so not a home run for Reeds, but he extends his hitting streak to 9 games with an opposite field single. The train continues to roll along for the Shuckers. They've got men at first and second and 2 gone for Lutz.
Similar to Weimer's single he had in right center, this one hit on the hands and cued out the other way. And because of how deep the Alphas have to play here, they're able to drop in. You think at MGM Park, maybe that one, not sure about Weimer's, that would probably be a flyout.
So now it's Lutz. Look back to second and the first offer. And a fastball on the bottom of the zone, outer edge for a called strike, 0-1. Well, for Gordon, when he was promoted from High A Rome at the end of April, he had put together a stellar campaign there for the Rome Braves. Back to second, the 0-1. And that is downstairs with a fastball. 1-1 to Lutz. Shuckers leading 1-0 here in the top of the first. Dillard at second, Reitz in first, and 2 gone. Gordon, in his time with the Rome Braves, went 3-1 with a 1.64 earned run average. The 1-1 to Lutz, and he bounces this foul third base side. And the count is 1-2. Boy, side observation here. Look at how far down the line Mike Guerrero is. Guerrero, obviously the manager for the Shuckers, serves as the third base coach, but he is probably 7 feet, if not more, outside of the batter's or of the coach's box over at third, way down the line. The 1-2, and Lutz hammers this into the left center field gap. It's a base hit. Dillard's going to score the entire way. Reitz will head for third, and Tristan Lutz continues his great run back from the development list. He singles in a run, and the Shuckers take a 2-0 lead here in the first.
There it is again, just continuing to move the line against Gordon and a young right-hander whose numbers haven't been great in Double-A. Trying to get to him early before he finds that groove, because once he does, he's a very good pitcher. And just a few bloop singles, and that would probably be the hardest hit single of this inning.
I would certainly say so, and that will prompt a meeting on the mound as the pitching coach, Bo Henney, comes out for the M-Braves with Cam Devaney coming to bat. Now for Tristan Lutz now, he has reached safely in all 7 games back from the development list, and he has hit safely in all but one of them. He's now 11 for 25 with 2 doubles, a couple of home runs, and 8 RBIs since coming back. Shuckers have taken a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. And now it's Cam Devaney to bat after the meeting on the mound. Lutz at first, Reeds at third. The line hitter Gordon, his first offering. And Devaney takes high for a ball, 1-0. So this inning started with a ground out by Holt. Weimer singled, stole second, moved to third on a throwing error, and then scored on an RBI single by Thomas Dillard. As a pickoff throw to first, and Lutz is back in with a dive. Reeds then singled the opposite way, and Lutz with a knockout into left center field. Gordon Reddy's in the 1-0. And that's taken inner edge, a changeup for a strike. The count is 1-1 to Devaney. Cam in the game last night, 2-for-4 with a double and a 2-run homer. Long stare in the 1-1. And a breaking ball. Devaney just barely gets a piece of it and taps it foul. And so the count is 1-2. Remember, Cam in the game last night lined out to deep center in the third and lined out to deep right in the fifth. All 4 balls that he put in play last night were smashed. The 1-2 pitch, runner goes, and it's a cold third strike on the inner edge. Devaney lifted his hands up, but he is rung up by Justin Winning, and that brings the top of the first inning to a conclusion. But the Shuckers strike for 2 runs on 4 hits, an error. They leave 2 men on base. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers 2 and the M-Braves coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
bottom of the first inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead as we go that way. So here is the lineup that the right-hander Noah Zavalas will look to keep in check tonight for the M-Braves. Leading off is the left fielder Michael Harris II. Luke Waddell, the designated hitter, follows him. And Jario Gonzalez at short hits in the three spot. The catcher and cleanup man is Hendrick Clementina. Drew Lundbauer at first, batting fifth. And at the sixth spot is the third baseman, C.J. Alexander. Riley Delgado bats seventh. He's at second. The center fielder, Jacob Pearson, follows him. And rounding it all out is Andrew Moritz out in right field. They go opposite the right-hander, Noah Zavalas, making his second appearance of the year. No record and a 2.7 earned run average. The Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Kraft. So here is the 6'1", 180-pound right-hander, Noah Zavalas. 25 years old, out of Harvard. First offer to Harris. On a backdoor curveball, just misses outside to the lefty for a ball, 1-0. So he said for Zavalas, this is his second start of the year. He started back on Sunday against Birmingham, back at MGM Park, the 1-0. And a breaking ball is hammered out to deep center field. Weimer turns, looks, and that is halfway up the batter's eye and gone. For Michael Harris II. That one went a long way. Fifth home run of the year for Harris, and the M-Braves get one back. They trail it 2-1. One batter into the bottom of the first.
Well, he really is a special player. When you just look at all the tools that he has, not only a guy that can hit for average, we've seen his defensive skills in this series. We've seen the gap-to-gap power, but now for the first time in the series, we've seen him leave the yard.
The first home run that he has hit as Luke Waddell hits a fastball the opposite way, but waiting for it is the newest member of the Shuckers. Terrence Dostin hauls it in for the out, and there's one gone.
Well, here is the defensive alignment for the Shuckers tonight. There is, you said, Terrence Dawson in left field. Joe Wimmer and Tristan Lutz complete in the outfield. Around the diamond, Jason Koch at third. Cam Bavini, Flint Valeri up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first base. And Jackson Reitz back behind home plate doing the catching after his two-game stint in left field.
Might not be the last time we see him out there.
Might not.
Well, it's the shortstop Gonzalez, switch hitter from the left side, and the first offer by Zavalas is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, for Zavalas, he has now matched the run total that he had in his start back on Sunday when 3 1/3 innings he gave up one run. 1-0, that is lifted out into left field. Weimer is going to have to go a long way, but Dustin is out of the gap, and he's making work early. Hauls it in just shy of the warning track. As Gonzalez flies in the opposite way, there's two gone now for Hendrick Clementina.
That's more baseballs hit out to Dawson in the first three batters of the game. I think Jackson Reitz had the entire two games.
Yeah, Weimer was hustling to get over there as the send on the first offer to Clementina. And a fastball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Joey has been essentially pulling double duty. Out in center field, he's been playing center and left the last couple of days. As the set and the 0-1. And a breaking ball. Clementina takes a mighty cut and misses on it. And the count is 0-2. But even with Felix Valerio out there in left field, who has shown he's been capable out there, Weimer was backing him up as the 0-2 is just caught foul on the very tip of the bat. So we'll do it again in no balls and two strikes to Clementina. The scouting report on Zavalas, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter. Right-handed pitcher with blue cleats on tonight. Gray pants rolled up just below the knees. The 0-2. And a curveball's low and outside. And the count of ball and two strikes to Clementina. Zavalas has on the long black socks. Kind of a retro look for the pitcher. Operates from the third base side of the rubber. Brings his hands over his head on the 1-2. This is fouled back and out of play. And so the count will stay at a ball and two strikes. Well, for Zavalas, this is now the eighth start that he has made in his career against the Mississippi Braves. Last year in seven games, he was 1-3 with a 5.35 ERA against them. Zavalas, another 1-2 pitch. And this time it's looped right side foul ground. Dillard tracking it towards foul territory. He reaches out and it hit the net before it came down. So even if Dillard was in the right spot, it wouldn't matter. The count stays at a ball and two strikes to Clementino.
Just another one of those dimensions we talk about different at MGM Park where you can reach over that railing, and that's probably an out at MGM Park. But here with the netting going all the way up, down the line, past the tarp, it hits it.
Set and the 1-2. And this is fouled off another fastball. And so the count stays at 1-2 to Clementina. Bases empty, two gone here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers leading the M-Braves 2-1. Mississippi scoring on the second pitch in this inning. Solo home run to straightaway center field by Michael Harris II. The 1-2 offer. And Clementina sends this a mile in the air, but it might not leave the infield. Devaney waiting for it to come down, still waiting, and off his left shoulder, he catches the cloud scraper for the out. But the M-Braves do get a run on the homer. And as we head on to the second, it's now Biloxi 2 and Mississippi 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the second inning. The Mississippi Braves trail the Biloxi Shuckers 2-1 as we go that way. It'll be 8-9-1, Yasin Koka, Terrence Dostin, and Gabe Holt. The 3-2 up against the right-hander Tanner Gordon, who gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and an error in the first inning. So now the switch hitter Koka will lead off. Reminder, the Shuckers close out this series tomorrow at 2:05. And they'll head back home, and they are supposed to start a series against the Montgomery Biscuits on Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m.
So now it's Koga, and the first offer is a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. It is 0-1. Gordon threw 26 pitches in the first inning. 19 of them were for strikes. The 0-1. And Koga late on a swing. The count is now 0-2 to Yason. Yason with a couple of doubles in his first five games. Has not driven in a run yet, but has scored several times. 0-2. And he's late on a fastball and strikes out swinging. So back-to-back punch-outs for Gordon, and now it is Terrence Dostin back here for the Shuckers. Dostin added to the roster a couple of days ago when the Shuckers retroactively put Noah Campbell on the injured list. First offer, and Dostin watches it go by at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Dostin, the 5'10", 160-pound left-handed hitter. The 0-1. And a late swing and a miss. It is 0-2. 22nd round by the Brewers in 2019 out of Hillsboro High School in the greater Tampa area. The set on the 0-2. And he swings and misses for a strikeout. So three pitches and a strikeout of Dostin. If I've got my scorecard right here, that is six pitches and six strikes with two strikeouts for Tanner Gordon.
I think so. Right on it.
So two gone, and now it is Gabe Holt who fouls off the first pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. There's seven pitches and seven strikes.
Gonna make you an accountant now.
2-1 Shuckers as the pitch is high and outside. And there goes the chance for an immaculate inning. Oh, come on. We've been waiting to see one all season.
Yeah.
The 1-0. And that is hit in the air, left side. Easy stride in for Harris. Now has to take one more step and reaches up and makes a two-handed grab over his head. So Gordon ends up throwing nine pitches in the inning. He strikes out two and throws eight strikes, one ball. We move on to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Shuckers 2 and the M-Braves 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 2-1. Lugbauer, Alexander, and Delgado with 3-2 up here as the right-hander Noah Zavalas comes out for his second inning of work. A little bit of cloud cover has cast some shade on the field. Breaks the heat just a little bit as the right-hander Zavalas rocks and fires. Well, the first pitch is swung through and missed by Lugbauer for a strike, 0-1. Well, as we mentioned, for Zavalas, this is the eighth time that he's facing Mississippi, so he's seen true Lugbauer plenty.
19th time he has faced off against Lungbauer, the 0-1. And that is a little inside. And the count is 1-1. Lungbauer 5-for-18 lifetime against Zavalas. 4 extra base hits, including a couple of doubles. 5 RBIs, but 5 strikeouts as well. And yet another first pitch swinging strike for Lungbauer. Zavalas hands over the head, the 1-1. And he misses low and inside with a changeup. The count, 2 balls and 1 strike to Lungbauer. You look at Zavalas, you say, how do you make 7 starts against the Braves last year? Well, there were 2 different occasions where he did the Tuesday-Sunday start. 1-1, and Lungbauer hits this a mile in the air. Backing up Dawson, this one is into the breeze, and this one is gone into the Braves bullpen. Lungbauer, the lefty, puts it into the wind, and it carries out of here for a solo blast, his 9th of the year, and just like that, we are tied at 2 here in the bottom of the 2nd.
You do want exactly you want to do, and you're right. Put that thing up in the breeze, and Lungbauer got it, or it's so much. Granted, it probably still would have been extra bases. Carries out.
First offer now is rolled on the ground and foul on the first base side by C.J. Alexander. It is 0-1. So 2 runs on 2 solo home runs by the Mississippi Braves, and the power balance of the series tilts a little bit back in the Braves' favor. Set and the 0-1. And that is high. And so the count is 1 ball and 1 strike to Alexander. Really, the only member of the Braves who had homered through the first 4 games of the series had been Jariel Gonzalez. The set and the 1-1. And that is high and tight. And the count 2 balls and 1 strike to Alexander. No home runs in the game back on Tuesday night for either side. As the set and the 2-1. And a breaking ball is pounded out towards the right center field gap. That one is going to go out to the 44 of a tired number and bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. 5th double of the year for Alexander. And the bad news right now for the Shuckers is that it is pretty much all hard contact for the Braves against Noah Zavalas.
I think just some pitches that are just hanging over the plate right now. And you mentioned a lot of hard hit baseballs. A little bit of what Gordon was doing in that first inning. Gordon was just leaving stuff thigh high or middle in. I think Zavalas doing the same here.
We look back to second, and now the first offer to Riley Delgado. And that is down low with a fastball, 1-0. So tied at 2 now, Shuckers and Braves here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Solo home run by Michael Harris in the 1st, and a solo homer to lead things off for Drew Lugbauer here in the 2nd. The 1-0, and that is shot the opposite way into right field, a base knock. Alexander's going to get the wave. Lutz comes up throwing, and it's cut off by Dillard. It's an RBI single for Riley Delgado. That extends his hitting streak to 8 games. And the Braves have rattled off 3 unanswered runs to take a 3-2 lead.
Well, it's starting to feel like every other game in this series where one team takes the lead, the other team comes right back. And the Braves having this big 2nd inning so far. Zavalas just needing to get it out somewhere. A double play ball would be nice here just to get something going back in the positive direction for Zavalas.
So the first 3 men have all reached against Zavalas here in the 2nd inning. The Braves have gotten 2 runs out of it. Delgado off the 1st, and the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Pearson is inside with a cutter for ball 1. Well, Pearson this season is just 5-for-45. That is a 1.11 batting average. This is his 15th game as a pickoff throw to 1st and a dive back in by Delgado. Pearson waits, and Zavalas the 1-0. And a breaking ball is outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Pearson. Pearson with three doubles and four runs driven in this season. The 2-0. And a changeup is wide at the knees for a strike. 2-1. Pearson 0-3 all time against Zavalos with a strikeout. Left-handed batter waits as Zavalos sends chin high in the 2-1. And a breaking ball is tipped foul. Eats manages to glove it. The count now 2 balls and 2 strikes to the center fielder, Pearson. Delgado off of first. The single has given the M-Braves a 3-2 lead here in the second. And the runner goes as the pitch is pulled down the first baseline, but foul. And that spoils a great jump by Delgado. He was off and moving, and Zavalos had completely lost sight of him. And more than anything, if that ball ends up being fair, it's going all the way down into the right field corner, and with the running start that Delgado have, he might be coming in to score. At the very least, he'd be at third base. Set again, and the 2-2. And a backdoor curveball just misses outside. And the count now runs full to Pearson. Well, for Zavalos, after leading the Brewers organization and leading the then AA South, now Southern League, an innings pitched, did not come into the season ready to go yet. And so he spent some time as they have the runner picked off. Pearson moving towards second, a high throw. Devaney brings it down, throws to Zavalos, and the throw gets away. And Pearson is saved. So Zavalos had Delgado picked off. The throw from Dillard to Devaney was a little high. And then the throw back to Zavalos just went in and out of his glove. And so despite being picked off, Delgado is safe at first. That is the second time this season the Shuckers have done that. They've gotten a runner in a rundown that they absolutely could have gotten an out. And instead, the runner is still safe.
Yeah, that kind of high throw in Devaney. Still able to get the ball off, but having Zavalos at first base, not really used to covering a base, obviously. So I don't even know if he tagged him as well.
Now a full count to Pearson. It's on the way. And this is lined out into left center field, a base knock. Delgado around second. He will go for third. And Weimer will get it into Devaney, the cutoff man. But that's now 4 consecutive hits to start things off for the M-Braves here in the second inning. And Nick Childs is going to come out and have a quick word with Noah Zavalos. And now the missed pickoff hurts even more because Delgado is in scoring position. And there's still nobody out. And with that, Shuckers bullpen will get up and moving around a little bit.
Yeah, 3-2 pitch there, and it looked like it worked a changeup. It wasn't a bad one. It was starting to run off the outside corner of the plate, but the bigger problem was it was still up in the zone, so that Pearson, a lefty, could just throw the barrel out there and poke it down the left field with the runner going off, forcing Devaney to cover the bag. I don't think Cam would have had a shot out either way, but still, you put the pitch, still a place to hit. Able to slap it out into left center field. It's really good hitting there by Pearson as well to make barrel to the baseball.
Now off the bat, it looks like Devaney might have had a chance if he was still positioned, but it ends up falling out in left center field by about 20 feet, so I don't think Cam would have had a shot at that one. But nonetheless, the M-Braves now with runners on the corners and still nobody out. Here in the second inning, the Shuckers infield will stay back. They will seed the run if they can turn a double play. So now Moritz from the left side, the pitch. And a curveball is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. 3-2 M-Braves here in the bottom of the second inning. Mississippi striking for one run in the first and two here in the second. They do not seem to be done yet. Zavalos trying to stem the tide. The right-hander, the 0-1. And a fastball low and inside, and the runner goes for second, and there's no throw. Pearson got a late jump, and Reach just puts it in his back pocket.
to make sure that they don't give the open lane to home to Delgado. And now they're 2 men in scoring position, and there goes your opportunity for a conventional double play. Zavala sets the 1-1, and a breaking ball is just tip foul at the plate. And so the count is now 1-2. So the inning is going home run, double, RBI single, single stolen base. Weimer playing very deep in center, shaded a couple of steps towards the left. Right fielder Lutz straight away out in right. And a home plate umpire Justin Winnen steps off and gives a very vigorous whirl to reset the pitch clock. Zavala's the 1-2, and that is high and away. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Moritz. Well, despite giving up a run in the first, Zavala's needed just 13 pitches to get out of that inning. The Braves have now made him throw 21 here in the second with no one out. The 2-2. And this is a weak little tapper out to second. Scooped by Valerio. Only throw is to first. They'll get Moritz, but Delgado scores. And it's 3 runs here in the second. The M-Braves now lead it 4-2.
Well, there is the ground ball that the Shuckers wanted, but obviously, as you mentioned before, Pearson getting second base, able to raise the possible double play, but also, you know, the runner Delgado who scored was the guy that could have picked off at first, really. Snowball effect here in this half inning.
I mean, you're looking at possibly getting out of this if they get the pickoff. Infield draws in for Harris, and the first pitch is slashed down the left field line, fair, all the way to the left field corner. Pearson scores easily. Harris will pull into second with a double, and the M-Braves make it a quartet. It's now 5-2 here in the bottom of the second.
Just another breaking ball that is just hung up in the zone, and a curveball. It was a good idea trying to backdoor it on the lefty Harris, but again, just middle on the outside corner of the plate, and Harris smacks it down the left field line. A hitter like Harris, he's going to win that every time.
So 2 doubles, a home run, 2 singles, and an RBI ground out so far in this inning. Still only 1 gone. Harris at second, and Luke Waddell, the hitter from the left side, the pitch. And a fastball is high, 1-0. Right-hander Luis Contreras is warming up in the Shuckers' bullpen. I hope that Zavalas finds a way to get out of this inning. Left-handed hitting Waddell waits. And Zavalas the 1-0. This is muscled back of home and foul. And so the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. Waddell lined out to left field, his first time up back in the first. But now for Michael Harris. He's 9-for-19 in this series with 5 doubles, a home run, and now 5 RBIs and 7 runs scored. Look back to second. And the 1-1. And this is high. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Waddell. All right, this goes into your category of useless information here, Thomas, because this is something that only the media department would know for the Biloxi Shuckers. So this is a 4-run inning that Biloxi has given up so far here in this frame. Hopefully no more. The sent by the right-hander Zavala is the 2-1, and a curveball is outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. If the Shuckers are able to stop it here, this is the 12th 4-run inning that they've given up this season. Now, they've given up 26 2-run innings. Okay, that's pretty common. But they've only given up 3 3-run innings.
Yeah.
So it's either 2 or 4. We're playing evens here. Look at the 3-1. And a fastball just off the plate, ball 4. That did not miss by much. And a wry grin on Zavala's face as he thought that he had hit the very outer edge of the strike zone. It's ball 4, so the first walk issued by Zavalas. And now the 8th man will come to bat here in the inning. It's Jariel Gonzalez, and Mike Guerrero is still down in the dugout. He is going to leave Zavalas out there to see if he can find a way to get out of this.
Runners on first and second, still only one gone, and Gonzalez the hitter. Look back to second, and the pitch. And that is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Gonzalez's first time up, lined out to left field. Michael Harris the second at second. Luke Waddell at first. 5-2 in favor of the M-Braves now here in the bottom of the second inning. Zavalas peeks back. Runners dancing off the base. And time is called, and they are going to rule a pitch clock violation on Zavalas. So it's an auto ball to put it at two balls and no strikes to Gonzalez. And unfortunately, that is going to be an adjustment for Zavalas this year. He was one of the slowest workers that the Shuckers had last season. Had a couple of pitch clock enforcements against him last year, but this year with the rapid enforcement, his pace is going to have to pick up a little bit. 2-0's hit on the ground. Tavini has it from a knee. At second, it's fielded. Valerio on to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3, they get Gonzalez, and the Shuckers get out of the second inning, but the M-Braves send eight men to the plate, and they score four runs in the inning. We move on to the third. It's now Mississippi 5 and Biloxi 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the third inning. The Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-2. Shuckers did get a double play to end of the second. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park. The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Joey Weimer leads it off for the Shuckers here. Tanner Gordon back out for the third inning. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. First pitch from Gordon to Weimer lines out into left center field. It's down for a base hit. Harris cuts it off in left center, throws it back in a second, but Weimer slides feet first into the bag with a leadoff double on the first pitch of the third inning. So Joey off to a 2-for-2 start in his first two plate appearances so far. Set it off Tanner Gordon.
All right, we're on cycle watch on both sides of the scorecard tonight.
And Michael Harris' second home run and double. Weimer is going in order here first with a single and then a double here in the third. So Felix Valerio, second baseman, the righty against the righty Tanner Gordon. And a fastball inner half called strike to the second baseman. Gordon, who labored through that first inning, faced seven batters. Shuckers, two runs on four hits in that inning. And the 0-1, Valerio fouls it back to the netting, counts 0-2. RBI single from Thomas Dillard, and another one by Tristan Lutz. Two batters later played at both runs. Shuckers would leave two men on base, runners at the corners. After Cam Devaney struck out looking, Morton looks back. Weimer at second, the 0-2. And swing and a miss as Valero just reached for it. Was off on the timing of that pitch. And the fourth strikeout now for Tanner Gordon. That's a swing in the first inning. Tanner Gordon can really rack up the strikeouts. On the same night that Jared Schuster struck out 12 Shuckers at MGM Park, Tanner Gordon was with the Rome Braves as first pitch changeup outside of Dillard for ball one. Tanner Gordon was playing up at Hudson Valley. New York Yankees affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades. Braves won that game 3-2. Tanner Gordon, though, six shutout innings, allowed just two hits, no walks, struck out 14. And it's down and away again. It's 2-0. On April 17th was the night. So how about that if you're a Braves fan, having two pitchers and now both of them in the same rotation for the Mississippi Braves. The 2-0 Dillard looking to swing out towards the Farm Bureau Insurance Grill out there in right field. Swings through, 2-1. And the 2-1, Dillard checks swing. Lays off, ball three. Yankees, some good affiliates coming up in their system. You know, Anthony Volpe, first-round draft pick, was high school teammates with Jack Leiter. And a 3-1 outside, ball four. So one-out walk to Dillard. Weimer has to hold at second base, but runner is on first and second with one out. Of course, Leiter going to start at Vanderbilt, and now in York Greens, Texas Rangers organization now.
They have a couple of good young arms coming up. So Leiter and then Cole Wynn, who obviously is one of the big names they have.
Jackson Reitz, the right-hander, curveball in her half-called strike.
You know who's really pitching well for them right now out of the bullpen for the Rangers?
Who's that?
Former Montgomery Biscuit Brock Burke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Southern League everywhere. All roads lead back to the Southern League. As the 0-1, and Reed swings at a pitch elevated up in the zone. Caught a piece of it, it's 0-2.
Well, Berg pitched for the Biscuits in 2018, and the stretch that he was with Montgomery was after the Shuckers had played them 15 times in the first 30 games, so we never saw Montgomery again.
And the 0-2, Reed checks swing down on the dirt. Appeal the first, they say he went around. Bobby Tassone punches out Jackson Reitz. Two strikeouts in the inning, quickly two gone.
There's the changeup. First time that Gordon has gotten a strikeout on a changeup tonight. Everything else has been fastballs, and that really is his calling card as a pitch that got him drafted out of Indiana.
Tristan Lutz looking to drive in his second run tonight as a fastball at the knees call and strike. Shuckers trailing 5-2. Embrace 4-run second inning. Shuckers looking to answer at the top of the third. A leadoff double by Weimer. Walk by Thomas Dillard. He's at first. And Tanner Gordon 0-1. Righty pumps the fastball down and away. Ball one. And now time called here at home plate as Lutz climbs back into the right-hander's batter's box. He drove in that second run in the first inning for the Shuckers. Gordon Perra looks back to second and Weimer, and a 1-1 changeup down and in. 2-1. Few Big Ten products mentioned Indiana on this M-Braves team. Drew Lugbear at first base out of Michigan. Jesse Franklin also from Michigan. He's on the IL as Lutz pops a foul right side and it'll sneak out of the seats. A couple rows back. 2-2 is the count. Now we saw Jesse when he was with the M-Braves back at MGM Park. He was their everyday right fielder. And then put on the injured list. a talented player he was. Another power-hitting corner outfielder. Similar with Tristan Lentz's game. Seen the power this season from him, clubbing four home runs. And a 2-2, Lentz off the edge of the barrel. Skies it down the right side, out of play. The count stays. Of course, Corey Howell was supposed to play with the Shuckers, was committed to play at the University of Iowa. Drafted out of JUCO, community college level, before signing with the Brewers. 2-2 to Tristan. And foul tip in the mid of Clementina for strike three. Gordon pumps a fastball upstairs. He strikes out the side of the inning. The Shuckers, no runs on one hit. They'll leave two men on the base pass. After two and a half, Shuckers, they trail 5-2 to the Embrace on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Mississippi Braves have played at least one run in the first two innings. Look to do the same here in the bottom of the third from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trailing the Braves 5-2. Thomas Zarella, Garrett Green here on the Shuckers Radio Network. As Noah Zavalas back out for his third inning. Allowed six hits so far. Zavalas, the righty, kicks and deals. A first pitch curveball on the inside. Part of the play, called strike. The power hitting catcher popped out to shortstop to end the first inning. And the 0-1 hit sharp on the ground. Foul, third base side. It's 0-2. Well, that pop-up as well. That hung up for quite a bit. Devaney, the shortstop, didn't have to travel very far. Of course, in this breeze, it's blowing straight out towards left field. Well, Devaney had to wander around a circle quite a bit. The 0-2 is waved at a miss, down and away for strike three. A breaking ball, a slider look like. And Clementina lunged at it. That's the punch-out pitch for any right-hander pitcher who can throw a wipeout slider like Zavalas. Clementina would have needed a 7-iron to dig it out. First down of the third inning. Bauer hitting first baseman Drew Lugbauer. Fastball. This is up and away.
He took the words right out of my mouth. Wipeout slider is the best way to describe that pitch, and that's really good for Zavalas.
Trying to get some momentum going after allowing four runs last inning, and Lugbauer hits a fastball inside as he scoots off the inside part of the plate, 2-0.
Well, and he just fell behind too many hitters in that inning. He threw 30 pitches in that frame, but just 15 of them were strikes.
Yeah, not the recipe for success as a 2-0 breaking ball. sinks down for a called strike to Lugbauer, who's one of those guys you don't want to fall behind. It was the same count, too, that Lugbauer left the yard, opposite field home run. Caught the jet streams. And the 2-1. And a breaking ball. Chop foul first base side right into the Shuckers dugout. Count even 2-2. Goes right towards Nick Childs and Mike Guerrero. Couple of young kids hanging on the side of the dugout. Mike Guerrero and Nick Childs trying to please all of them. 2-2. Fastball misses up and away. 4-3-2. 5-2 M Braves. One out. Base is empty. Drew Lugbauer, the lefty. Full count working against Noah Zavalis. And the 3-2. His swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball outer half, and Noah Zavalis, who didn't have a strikeout through the first two innings, strikes out the first two to open the third inning.
Well, that's a great location for the fastball there. Low outside corner to the left-handed hitter. Likely all he's going to be able to do if he makes contact is fight it off foul, but it would have been a strike even if he doesn't swing at it, and that's just where Zavalis wasn't hitting his spot an inning ago.
Another lefty, C.J. Alexander, takes a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. And right at Zavalis, didn't really have much command last inning. Showing it here in the third inning as the 0-1, a triple foul first base side. Count with the 0-2 on Alexander. 25-year-old in Coral, Florida. Shuckers trailed by three runs early in this one in the bottom of the third inning. Infield slight shift towards the right side. The 0-2. And a fastball off the plate. 1-2. Jason Koku, the third baseman, playing in the hole. It's usually the typical shift they will play to many lefties. Now they did it to Lugbauer with two strikes in the count. And Devaney, the shortstop, playing just to the left of the second base bag. Now some miscommunication between Jackson Reitz and Zavalis. As Alexander steps back into the left-hander's batter's box. Zavalis, deep breath, the 1-2. And a breaking ball, golfed into right center field. Playable as Weimer takes control, makes the catch in medium depth right center for the final out of the third inning. 1-2, three inning by Noah Zavalis, and we play three innings in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trail 5-2 as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's a rain. Everybody's in the
Shuckers trail 5-2 as we enter the top of the fourth inning. It'll be the bottom third of the order. Cam Devaney, Yates and Kokum, and Terrence Dawson. As Tanner Gorn works his way second time through the Shuckers order. First pitch to Devaney, a fastball inside for ball one. So Nova Zavalis with a bounce back, 1-2, three inning in the third. As Gordon gets Devaney lunging at a pitch on the outer half, it's 1-1. That's big for Zavalis, trying to get some length in this game too to Shuckers pitching as Devaney fouls back the 1-1 of the screen. Now 1-2. Cam struck out looking to end the first inning. As Gordon flaps the glove from the windup, 1-2. And a fastball flown in the air down the right side. Hook into the seats. Just past the Shuckers dugout. The count stays. Cam played his college baseball at Elon University. And the 1-2, one hops into Clementina's mitt. 2-2. His former teammate, George Kirby, pitching at Fenway two nights ago, and Cam from New Hampshire. Avid Boston sports fan. 2-2 high for the fastball, full of 3-2. Tough draw for Devaney. You're going to cheer for your hometown team or your former teammate. 3-2 popped up behind home plate over our heads. The battle continues. Cam Singh, of course, got to go with the Red Sox all day. 3-2. And a fastball high and in, ball four. And Devaney works a lengthy walk. Good start for this fourth inning for the Shuckers. And off man aboard to bring up Yason Coca.
Well, for Cam, that's now a 9-game on base streak. Longest of the season for him.
Couple home runs mixed in there as well. He's got 4 home runs his last 10 games. Switch hitting infielder Yason Coca. CJ Alexander in on the grass at third. As a fastball. And his pump pass Coca for strike one. Now, we talked about it on the bus ride home about the awkward pitching change the Mariners had with George Kirby. A pickoff attempt over to first. Devaney back in headlong. Where Kirby went out for another inning of work. And then the Mariners decided they wanted to have a pitching change. They brought in Sergio Romo. He started throwing some warm-up pitches. As the 0-1 to Coca is whipped down and missed. It's 0-2. And then because it was an improper way to bring in the new pitcher, because Kirby, the starter, went back out there, they can't do that. They had to send Sergio Romo to the dugout. Kirby had to face one more batter, and then they had to bring Romo in. Unfortunately, one batter Kirby faced, it was a home run. The 0-2, and a fastball. Coca skies down the third base side. Over everything out towards the parking lot. Now stays 0-2.
Sure, at that point, you're already in the dugout after the last half inning that you pitched. You probably already have the jacket on. It's chilly in Boston right now, if I'm not mistaken.
It's going to warm up tomorrow. 94 in Boston. As the 0-2, a changeup high, 1-2.
It is cold in a lot of places in Major League Baseball. Of course, the Colorado Rockies and New York Mets getting off their doubleheader today. And they get a lot of snow off of the field to do it, though. I mean, it was down in the high 20s yesterday, and they got snowed out at Coors Field on May 20th.
Yeah, maybe April 20th. That's okay, but not in May.
I'd even believe, like, May 3rd.
Yeah. Long pause for Gordon, the 1-2 to Coca. As a fastball off the plate, 2-2.
You know, it makes sense, though. We have a cold front moving through here. It's 82 degrees outside now. Downright chilly.
Oh, it is going to be in the 80s all next week in Biloxi. I'm okay with that. That's nice weather.
Great for late May.
2-2. As Coca lines it the opposite way into left field as Harris plays it on two hops. Devaney advances to second base. So the Shuckers got something cooking here in the Top of the fourth inning, a leadoff walk, and now a single brings up the left fielder, Terrence Dotson.
A good piece of hitting there by Koch after he was late on a couple of pitches. Looked at a really good-looking changeup just off the plate. Took a really good fastball, fought off a pitch. He's managed to lace it out in the left.
Now, this is a situation, Terrence Dotson making his Double-A debut. You have Alexander pivoting between second base and third as Dotson pops it foul third base side of the play. Thought maybe Dotson with his speed would try to lay one down here and move the runners over. Swinging away on the first pitch. As Dawson awaits, ground ball up the middle, right to Gonzalez at second. They go back over to first and they turn it. A one-hopper at the feet of Gonzalez flips to Delgado over to Lugbauer. A twin killer, quickly two outs here in the fourth.
Tough there for Dawson. When he was drafted in 2019, the hallmark for him was speed, but he just hit that a little too well. And Gonzalez with a very quick feed to Delgado. And that stems a little bit of momentum.
All of a sudden, two outs and a runner on third base. Good news is Gabe Holt in the top of the order back around as lefty Holt. It's a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Gabe, who came into this game 6-for-18 in the series, 0-for-2 start for him so far. Grounded out to short to start the game, then flat out to left to end the second. Here's Devaney at third base, the 0-1. Fastball, similar spot, same result. Called strike on the outside corner with the fastball, quickly 0-2. So Gabe takes his time. As Gordon, the 0-2. And a fastball reach for and punch back towards the screen. Gabe just staying alive. Trying to slap the ball the other way.
And I don't think if either of those first two pitches are called balls, there's any chance he's reaching for that. But now that outside corner of the zone, anything in that area, he's going to have to go out and touch away.
Chokes up on the bat just a bit. The 0-2 as he chops it the other way. Backhanded stab by Alexander. Throws off balance to first, and they got him. As Holt stumbled over the first base back, he can't believe it. But C.J. Alexander showcasing the arm strength at third base. A 5-3 put out to end things in the fourth inning. So the Shuckers leave a man at third. Shut out for the third straight inning. And they trail 5-2 after 3.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baby,
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. It's game five of a six-game set between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers. Noah Zavala is the Shuckers starter. Four-run second inning is the stinger right now. And as the Shuckers trail 5-2. Noah Zavala, though, started to find his groove last inning. Sat down the Braves in order, 1-2-3, including two strikeouts. First pitch from the right-hander is a curveball high and tight to Ryan Delgado, the second baseman, for ball one. Delgado has been the thorn in the side this series. Now on an eight-game hitting streak. 8-for-14 in this series as a breaking ball misses down and away, 2-0. So just like the Shuckers in the top half of this inning, it is the bottom third of the order. 7-8-9 against Savalas. And the 2-0 is a fastball at the knees, called strike on the outer half. 2-1. Home. Another slider called strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Infield back all the way around. And a 2-2. And a slider down and away, looking for the chase pitch on Delgado. Counts full at 3-2. The sun's starting to set here at Trustmark Park. The sun's starting to finish out towards center field. We were the only outfielder in the sun. Only fielder as well. 3-2, and a breaking ball is laced into left center field. It dunks in for a base hit. Weaver cuts it off and throws it back in quickly. Now Delgado's got his second single, his second base hit tonight. Lead-off single in the fourth inning. Well, just another breaking ball in the inner half, and Delgado gets the hands around quickly and pulls it into the alley in left center. Lefty hitting center fielder Jacob Pearson. Runner Delgado off in the first pitch. Fastball high. Reach throw to second. Not in time as Delgado sneaks in the backside of the base. The throw is on the money. A good pitch to throw as well. A fastball up in the zone. But Delgado takes second base and now puts himself in scoring position.
Yeah, he just got a free jump essentially over at first. And Zavala's timed up perfectly.
So the 1-0 to Pearson. Breaking ball down and in, 2-0. Well, Delgado, earlier in this game, too, had a really good jump. Similar position like that. He's somebody that has timed up Zavala. So now Devaney holding him on. Bounces back to his regular position. 2-0 breaking ball. Anthony's called strike. That was the curve. 2-1. Shucker has jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Michael Harris' second home run in the first. And a 4-run second inning has put him in position here. 3-run lead. As far on the zone, called strike. Zavala's working backwards in the count. 2-2. Noah, who didn't get his first two strikeouts until last inning, struck out Clementine and Lugbauer back-to-back. 2-2, as that's rocketed to straightaway center field. Weimer goes back two steps, makes the catch, and hurls it back in quickly on a line to Jason Koch at third. And Delgado thought about it for a second, wisely goes back to the base.
He thought about it. But Weimer was so quick on that, and we've seen him display his arm plenty, that probably the wisest decision to not try and tag up there. And honestly, because that ball looked like it had a chance to backspin in and fall, Delgado had to cheat a little too far off the bag. He didn't think it was just a straight tag up out of the gate.
Andrew Moritz, fastball outside, black called strike. A lot of players as well, they will kind of do that fake move that Delgado does and see where the baseball lands. Maybe if Weimer will fumble the baseball and the transfer out in the outfield. As the 0-1. Anthony's called strike. Another good located pitch there by Savalas. It's 0-2. Well, Savalas has put himself in good position at times to some of these Braves hitters. It's about finishing the at-bat. Two well-positioned fastballs, but now it's about getting that third pitch past him. As the 0-2 curveball in the dirt, and Moore chases after for strike three. Three strikeouts for Noah Zavalas. And after leadoff single and then the stolen base by Delgado, it's been a line out and a strikeout. But unfortunately, that looks like it may do it for Zavalas on the mound here tonight as Mike Guerrero comes out from the first base dugout, takes the ball from the right-hander out of Harvard, and that will do it for Zavalas. New pitcher coming in from the bullpen for the Shuckers. Get all the numbers and stats and then on the other side. Here in the top or the bottom of the fourth inning, Shucker is trailing 5-2 with two outs and a runner on second. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Wallace's evening is cut short after 3 2/3 innings. He's up 5 runs on 7 hits so far. Walks 1, strikes out 3, but the killer were the 2 home runs as Luis Contreras wants to get the final out of this 4th inning. Facing the leadoff man, Michael Harris is 2nd. The lefty, Contreras looks back towards 2nd, and the first pitch, Anthony's called strike.
Yeah, for Contreras, 10th appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 2.93 ERA. 15 and a third innings, 5 runs all earned on 9 hits. He has walked 6 and struck out 18.
Red glove from the belt, the 0-1. One hop, Cinder Reitz has been 1-1.
By the way, last note on Contreras, opponents hitting just 167 against the right-hander this season.
Well, they hope that that average again holds up here on the Braves' number one prospect. Halfway home the cycle right now, a home run and a double for him in his first 2 at-bats this evening. And a 1-1 backhanded stab on a one hop from Koch at third, throws across the diamond and puts away this speedy outfielder for the final out of the 4th inning. No runs on a 1 hit, and Ryan Delgado is left at 2nd base. 4 innings in the books here in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trail 5-2 as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey,
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Tanner Gordon will face Joe Weimer to start the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers trail the Embrys 5-2. As we send it back to the voice of the Shuckers and his birthday today, Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So here is Weimer from the right side. The righty Tanner Gordon winds and fires. And the first offer is a really good-looking slider that must have missed off the plate for ball one. Weimer 2-for-2 tonight, the 1-0. And Joey backs up from an inside pitch. The count is now 2-0 to Weimer. Joey with a single and a run scored back in the first inning. That was part of a two-run first for Biloxi. 2-0, and he yanks this on the ground foul. The count is 2-1 now to Weimer. Thomas Dillon with an RBI single in the first. Jackson Reitz followed with a single, and then Tristan Lutz singled out into left field. And Braves got a solo home run in the bottom of the first from Michael Harris the second and scored four in the second inning. The 2-1. And Weimer hits this high in the air, but that'll twist foul and out of play. And so the count even at 2-2 to Joey. Two runs, six hits, no errors for the Shuckers. That's the 2-2. And Weimer hammers it. Left field, just turn and watch it go. 11th home run of the season for Joey Weimer out into the parking lot. My goodness. It never gets old. A titanic blast by Joey Weimer. He's now a triple shy of the cycle through his first three at-bats. And the Shuckers are down by just a pair, 5-3.
Oh, man, Joey Weimer, night in and night out, just does something you think he'll never do again, and he does the next night. I mean, it's just so fun to watch this kid, a no-doubter.
So now it's Felix Valerio, and he fouls the first pitch back for a strike, 0-1. So Joey Weimer with his 11th home run of the year, 30th RBI, was sat down the 0-1. That is low and outside to Valerio. It is 1-1. And again, to hit a no-doubt home run in this ballpark as the 1-1. And Valerio squibs it up the first baseline. It'll bound foul. And the count 1-2 to Felix. But to hit a no-doubter in this ballpark is remarkable, to say the least. The set and the 1-2. And Valerio, a bouncer up the middle. Long charge in. Garcia gloves in the heel and throws to first. And Valerio's out by a couple of steps. Well, that one might have a chance, but the experienced shortstop Gonzalez handles it. And with one gone, it's Thomas Dillon. Not sure if the tracking devices are working correctly here tonight at Trustmark Park to get a distance on that. The set and the offer. And Dillard goes down to an easy, swings through for a strike, 0-1. The Shuckers needed that. He would have liked to have had someone on base, the 0-1. And Dillard watches a tight, biting slider that gets to the bottom of the zone on the outer half for a strike. And it's 0-2. Thomas has been on base both times tonight. As the right-hander Gordon brings home the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half, and Dillard is down on strikes. Seventh strikeout for Tanner Gordon. two gone as Jackson Reed's come to bat. And appropriate, they're playing Macho Man for Jackson Reed's.
He's been the Macho Man this series.
He has. Single back in the first inning as the pitch. And Reed's fouls it off for a strike at his own one. Reitz has homered in 6 of 7 games. He has homered in 3 consecutive games on 2 different occasions over the last 7. The 0-1. And that's down low. 1-1 to Reitz. So we did the research last night to see if there was any kind of comparative stretch in Biloxi Shuckers history for home runs in that game, in that amount of games. So Joey Weimer hit 6 in 9 games this season. The set on the 1-1. And Reitz is out in front of a slider. And the count is 1-2. The next closest were Weston Wilson and Corey Ray, who each hit 6 home runs in 10 games. The 1-2. And Reitz with a bouncer up the middle. Gonzalez waits for it, gloves and throws. And even with Reitz hustling down the line, he's out by a couple of strides. But the Shuckers get a run back in the 5th. On the no-doubter from Joey Weimer. As we head on to the home half of the 5th inning, it's now the Mississippi Braves 5 and the Biloxi Shuckers 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the 5th inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. Shuckers get a run back in the top of the 5th inning on a monstrous home run by Joey Weimer, his 11th of the season. It'll be Luke Waddell to lead it off for the M-Braves, and Luis Contreras deals one that bounces under the glove of Dillard, outstretched and bailing to his right, and it's a base hit for Waddell to start things off here in the 5th inning for the M-Braves. So second time Waddell has been on base. 8th hit of the night for Mississippi. And Yariel Gonzalez the bat. Thomas.
Now 6 of the 9 M-Braves starters with base hits tonight. Waddell joining the club.
A lot of hits tonight for Mississippi. As the right-hander Contreras sends some fires. And a backdoor breaking ball misses outside 1-0. Shuckers were able to hold the M-Braves to under 10 hits in the game last night. Mississippi with just 6 hits in the ballgame. As Contreras is 1-0. At the knees with a breaker for a strike, it is 1-1. That was after Mississippi had 13 hits on Thursday, 10 hits on Wednesday, and 13 hits on Tuesday. Keep them under double-digit hits is the goal. The set on the 1-1. That is at the bottom of the zone outer half with a fastball for a strike. It is 1-2. Gonzalez is 0-2 tonight. lined out to left back in the first inning and hit into an inning-ending double play in the second. Check over to the runner at first. And the 1-2. Hit in the air. And it'll get back of home and foul. This broadcaster lost it in the puffy cloud twilight skies as soon as it was hit in the air. The count stays at 1-2 to Gonzalez. The stadium lights are on here. Not quite taking full effect yet as it's the very tail end of the last golden part of dusk. Right-hander Contreras is 1-2 pitch. And a fastball's high, a back pick down to first. Dillard has to range slightly into foul territory. And keep it there as Waddell stays set. Into the count even at 2-2. Third baseman Koka is playing well off the line. Devaney is shaded up the middle at double play depth. Weimer in center is just a couple of steps towards left field. And Austin is still straight away in left. The 2-2. And a rip and a miss at an elevated pitch. So Contreras, Kane's his first. One gone and Hendrick Clementine in the back. Well, for Joey Weimer, obviously that's his 11th home run, but for the Shuckers, their power surge continues. Coming into tonight, over their last 10 games, Biloxi had hit 23 home runs. He sat on the offer, and Clementina just reaches out and punches this into right field. That'll fall in for a base knock. Waddell around second. He will easily coast to third as the ball gets away a little bit from Valerio, but Devaney scrambles out after it. And then on the edges with one gone now for Drew Lundbauer. So a good piece of hitting that time by Clementina, who'd been 0-2. Just a pitch away, and he reaches out and punches it out into right field. And all of a sudden, Mississippi threatening yet again. So then on the edges, Drew Lugbauer batting. Contreras, the first pitch. And Lugbauer swings, tips it into Reitz's mitt for a strike. 0-1. We're talking about the Shuckers and their home run power very briefly. The only team that had hit more home runs than the Shuckers over the last 10 games coming into today, that would be the Tulsa Drillers. 0-1, and Lugbauer loops it back of home and foul. And the count is 0-2 to the first baseman for the M-Braves. Mississippi leading Biloxi 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Lugbauer needs a little bit of extra grip. He'll ask for the spray. Well, that was the thing I was taking a look last night to see where the Shuckers ranked in home runs. Saw they were second in all of AA and said, okay, well, now let's go ahead and expand it out to all of minor league baseball. And initially, when it had Tulsa Biloxi as the top two, I thought that it hadn't updated. But then you look down and you see El Paso and a couple of teams like that as the 0-2, and that is high. Bauer didn't even think about it, and the count of ball and 2 strikes to the first baseman.
We've seen plenty of runs in the Texas League this season. Some of those scores, the teens, a couple touchdowns.
And also some of the most prolific home run hitters in baseball in the Texas League this year. 1-2, inside. Lugbauer spins out of the way of a shoulder-high fastball. And so the count is now 2-2.
That's why you see a lot of players today. They have the guard on the front side of the cheek. Giancarlo Stanton got hit by a fastball one time. He's worn it ever since.
I can't say I blame him. The 2-2, and Lugbauer strikes out swinging on the changeup. So Contreras came up and in, got Lugbauer to move his feet, and then goes soft away with the change and gets his second strikeout.
Well, that's what always happens, usually, unfortunately, for Drew Lugbauer. A high and tight fastball, low mid-90s, and then he should go with some soft away. Really throws you off balance. You see a fastball on the inside half. It looks a lot faster than what it saved.
So now it's Alexander, and the first offer to him falls in for a strike. It's 0-1. We're talking about Moises Gomez, though, hitting 17 home runs with Springfield there. The Texas League, the 0-1. And That is high and inside. A fastball that got away from Contreras a little bit. The count is 1-1 to Alexander. Waddell at third, Clementina at first. Each of them have singled. After each of those singles, a strikeout by Gonzalez and Lugbauer. Two gone in the inning. Contreras the 1-1. And this is golfed in the air. Center field should be playable. Devaney backing up. Weimer losing the cap, says he has it, and does. Gold main comes flowing out as Joey hauls it in. And the M-Braves strand two, including one in scoring position in the bottom of the fifth. We move on to the sixth. It's still the M-Braves 5 and the Shuckers 3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Start of the sixth inning here in Pearl. The Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. Day is over for the right-hander Tanner Gordon. We'll give way to the new right-hander Odalvy Javier here in the sixth inning.
Javier 0-1 this season, making his 14th appearance. He pitched back on Tuesday, where he threw a scoreless inning against the Shuckers. Struck out one in that frame. This season, in 17 innings, he has thrown for the M-Braves, struck out 20, has allowed 15 hits, 11 runs, 9 of them earned, just one home run and 6 walks. ERA at 4.76.
So we have Tristan Lutz, Cam Devaney, and Yason Coca as Lutz sends this down the right field line, twisting towards the foul pole and just short and foul. For just a moment, you thought Lutz might have tucked one inside of the right field foul pole, but instead it is a long foul ball out. Or a foul ball for strike one, we should say. Right-hander Javier, the 0-1. And Lutz again shoots it foul. This one definitively foul off of the bat. And it's 0-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Mississippi. Lutz tonight, 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first. The 0-2. And he again spoils it foul down the first base line. So Lutz just a tad tardy on all of these pitches from Odalvy Javier. Hard-throwing right-hander who typically throws anywhere from 93 to 96 and can touch 97. Who's set in the 0-2. And a fastball outer edge called third strike. Well, Lutz had pulled the trigger on all the previous ones, but he goes down looking. First strikeout for Javier, eighth overall for M-Braves pitching tonight. And now Cam Devaney, the batter.
Well, it's tough. Two fastballs in a row. Lutz able to foul off the opposite way. And then you think, just kind of think at that point, he's going to throw me a fastball because I was late on it. Now he goes soft and gets him looking.
So now it is Devaney, and he hits this one high in the air. But in left field, Harris looks like he's got it measured. He'll come in a step and make the grab. M just got a little too far underneath it. Flies out to left. Quickly two going here in the sixth as Jason Koka gets ready to bat.
And just got under it too much that time. Another baseball made good contact on him. Yeah, just a little bit too far under it. Trying to elevate and drive out to left field.
So the switch hit Koka from the left side against another righty, it's Javier. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. 5-3 in favor of the M Braves over the Shuckers here in the top of the sixth inning. Right fielder Moritz is playing relatively shallow out in right. The 1-0. And a backdoor changeup is in there for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to Koka. Third baseman Alexander is playing almost halfway between third and second, but initially he was in towards the cut of the grass. Now he'll back up, and I don't know how Koka got out of the way of an inside pitch. He showed bunt, and then a breaking ball. He had to throw his body out of the way of it. Had such a wicked spin that hit the ground and then went twirling away back towards the backstop. And it's just a very eventful ball two. Again, Alexander in, and the 2-1. And Koka swings this time. Big one-handed finish. The count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Yason. Terrence Dostin would be next for the Shuckers. As Koka waits, Tan bat in hand. The 2-2 offer, and a changeup falls away low. Good arm side run for Javier. Fades outside. Koka doesn't bite. The count runs full. The set and the 3-2. And Koka shoots it down the third baseline right under Mike Guerrero's legs. Manager just had to lift up his left leg and have it go splitting the 5-hole. So Koka stays alive. Another set in the 3-2. And a swing and a miss. He changed speeds on him. And Koka is down swinging. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Odalvy Javier as he retires the Shuckers in order in the sixth. We move on to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trailing by a pair 5-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. Right-hander Luis Contreras out for another inning of work, and he deals low and outside for a ball to Riley Delgado. It is 1-0. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the M Braves. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. The 1-0, and a breaking ball, and Delgado goes fishing for it. Comes up empty. And the count is 1-1. Delgado 2-for-2 today. RBI single is part of a 4-run second for Mississippi. The kick and the 1-run. And this is lifted back and home and foul. The count is 1-2. Delgado then singled in the fourth, stole second, but was left stranded. After Noah Zavalas got Pearson to line out, struck out Moritz, and then Contreras came in and got a ground out. The set on the 1-2, and a breaking ball is just poked back. So the count of ball and two strikes to Delgado. Jacob Pearson will follow Andrew Moritz to bat after him. No action out of the Shuckers bullpen right now as Contreras sets at the belt, the 1-2. And a curveball low and outside. Couldn't get Delgado to chase. And so the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Contreras now at 23 pitches tonight. So good length out of the right-hander to try and cover some innings. As the 2-2 is a busted bat flare. First base side ranging after it. And a basket catch made waist high. At a full run by Felix Valeri. So Delgado retired for the first time tonight. With one gone, it's Jacob Pearson.
Well, that's one of those. If Felix doesn't get that, I don't know if they get the out there, because Dillard's also going out for the catch. You did have Contreras going over, but because it held up in the air long enough, well, Delgado probably will lay down a single.
I think if that hits the dirt, he's safe. Curveball, a big swing and a miss. Pearson had his eyes go wide on that, but it ended up down near his shoe tops on the outer half. For a strike, 0-1. We have our first real baseball sky of the year tonight, as the 0-1 changeup is low and outside, 1-1. Has to be that combination of playing at sunset, also having just a couple of clouds that'll catch the casting rays of the fading sun. The set and the 1-1. And a whiff and a miss and a changeup. Contreras mixing speeds nicely. The count is 1-2. And just like that, it is gone. Had a little bit of gold and purple mixed in there, but now as the sun is mostly setting, as the 1-2 is a check swing. He'll appeal down to third, and Dexter Kelly, who has joined our crew now, with his palms down. No swing is the call for Pearson, and the count is even at 2-2.
You got to time it perfectly.
Yep. Doesn't last for long sometimes. The set and the 2-2. And a fastball outer edge called third strike. Pearson is punched out. Third K of the day for Contreras. With two gone, it's Andrew Moritz.
Well, how about the job that Luis Contreras has done on the bullpen tonight? Came in that big situation in the fourth inning with a runner on second and 2 outs. Gets out of that. Worked out of some trouble last inning, and now here seems like he's finding his footing. And that's what makes it special. A guy that can go multiple innings. Get you some of those key outs.
Now it's Moritz, the first pitch. And he watches a slider on the outer half for a strike, 0-1. Well, Contreras was signed by the Brewers as a starter, and that was going to be his role last season before he was injured. The set on the 0-1. And this is laced down the left field line, foul. And so the count is quickly 0-2 to Moritz. Coming into the season, the Brewers have enough starters up and down their entire organization. They reassigned Contreras to the pen. The 0-2. This is fought off foul left side. But he is perfect for a spot like this where your starter goes 3 2/3 and you need someone to cover a couple of innings. And right now he has done that for the Shuckers. Two gone and the bag's empty. And the 0-2 pitch. Curveball down low. Couldn't get Moritz to chase. And so the count of ball and 2 strikes to the right fielder. Moritz is 0 for 2 tonight, but he had an RBI ground out back in the second. And if you are the Shuckers, you would rather Michael Harris be leading off the seventh as he waits on deck. Contreras the 1-2. And this is hit up the middle. Devaney dives and has it go underneath his glove into center field. It's a base hit. Contreras got a look at it. Devaney scrambling into the shallow outfield grass. Got his body to the spot. But the ball just slipped between his glove and his really knee. And went into center field. It's a single for Moritz. And Reitz is going to go ahead and burn him out of his head to come out and have a conversation with Contreras. And as he does, we're going to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers trailing the M Braves 5-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Runner on first is Andrew Morant and Michael Harris batting with two outs here in the sixth. The right-hander Luis Contreras' first pitch and a big swing and a miss at a curveball down in the dirt. The strike hit is 0-1. Harris is 2-for-3 tonight, homered in his first at-bat and doubled in a run in the second. That was the capper on a four-run second for the M Braves to give them the lead. 0-1 is another curveball off the plate. On the count, one ball and one strike. Harris grounded out to third his last time up. Really good defensive stop by Coca down to a knee, and then a very strong throw across the diamond. Luis, the 1-1. This is outside with a changeup. Just didn't quite finish all the way through the motion there. And so the count is 2-1 now to Harris. And the Shuckers bullpen is up and milling about. Pickoff throw over to first and a dive back in by Moritz, who was leaning slightly towards second. The right-hander Lucas Erzig is starting to toss out of the Shuckers pen. Contreras, the 2-1, inside. The count is 3-1 to Harris. Weimer pretty much straight away in center field. Lutz very deep out and straight away right. Devaney shaded towards the middle, and Valerio almost in right field over at second. As this pitch is down low and inside, it is 4-1. So a four-pitch walk to Harris. Maybe not the worst thing in the world for a tactical walk there to a guy who's doubled and homered tonight. But now two men on base and Luke Waddell coming to him.
Yeah, no, Michael Harris, the guy who's burned you a few times tonight. I think it's safe to say you'll take the walk. He's throwing left the yard and double today as well.
Well, just the second walk that the Shuckers have surrendered tonight. As Waddell in from the left side, the pitch. And a breaking ball, backdoor for a strike, 0-1. And the other walk was to Waddell, and he was canceled out on a double play ball back in the second. Shuckers walked just one batter in last night's game. Contreras will look to second, and the 0-1. And a breaking ball, Waddell rips through it. The count is 0-2 now to the designated hitter. 5-3 M Braves with runners on first and second here in the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers scored two in the first. M Braves one in the first, four in the second. Shuckers got one back in the fifth. Contreras, the 0-2, and it's high with a fastball. It was more up towards the bill of the cap for Waddell than shoulder high. You see if he get it to chase a high fastball. Contreras is 1-2 offering, and it's just hit foul. I think Reitz might have gotten a small glove to it, but he wasn't able to squeeze it. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Waddell. Waddell singled down into right his last time up in the fifth. And he lined out to left back in the first. The 1-2 again. And a curveball just off the plate. Reitz tried to hold it there, but it was well off. And the count evens up. Diller not holding the runner Harris at first. He is about 8 paces back of the bag and about 7 paces inside of the first base foul line. The 2-2. And this is looped in the air. Back of home, Reitz, mask off, in foul ground. Reitz is up and easily snags it. And Contreras gets out of a little two-out trouble in the bottom of the sixth. We go on to the seventh. Shuckers still trailing at 5-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. Udalde Javier throws just one inning. New hurler on for the M-Braves is the right-hander Justin Yeager. To tell you all about him and take you through the next inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Woodbridge, Illinois native Justin Yeager, 24 years old. Right-hander stands at 6'4", 215. His 13th appearance this season, second as the first pitch is lined right at the shortstop. Jariel Gonzalez by Terrence Stauston. So tough break for him. And it's square, but right at the shortstop. First out of the top of the seventh inning. So his second appearance overall at the M-Braves for Yeager. Which he pitched two nights ago on Thursday night. Scoreless inning, struck out one. Top of the order is Gabe Holt. The lefty takes a fastball at the belt for strike one. The Yeager be combined between both levels in Rome and here in Mississippi. ERA at 0.69 as Holt grounds it sharply right back up the middle of the center field. His first base hit tonight. And with one out, he's aboard. Shuckers drilling 5-3. Tries to keep the line moving. Brings up the tying run now when Joey Weimer, who homered his last time in the fifth inning. This is the man you want on the plate if you're Mike Guerrero and company. As the righty Yeager is set from the belt. First pitch fastball spiked in the dirt. Is stabbed and blocked by Clementina as it keeps in front of him for ball one. Shuckers two runs in the first and then that Weimer home run in the fifth. That's the scoring for them tonight. Going to change that scenario here in the seventh inning as well. Bolt at first and the 1-0 Weimer chops it through the 5-6 hole in the left field. Holt scoots into second base, and so they go station-to-station baseball here in the seventh inning. And Joey Weimer, unfortunately, doesn't get the cycle that he was needing. Triple shy of the cycle, his second single today, but his fourth hit of the ball game. His fastball at the knees called strike to Felix Valerio, the second baseman. He was 0-3 tonight. Hopefully Weimer on pace to get another at-bat here in this game. As Valerio fouls back the fastball towards the screen, it's 0-2. Weimer especially was going in order. I know there's a special term for that when you go in order to complete the cycle, had a single and a double. as Valerio chops it up the middle. Gonzalez flips to second for one. High throw to first. Lugbauer comes off the bag. But a nifty play by Gonzalez. A flip up the middle. A good turn. So at least get the force out. The places runners on the corners with one out now in the seventh. Or two outs, excuse me, in the seventh inning.
It's called a natural cycle. You hit for the cycle in order. Single, double, triple, home run. Which we had one in this league back in 2019.
Thomas Dillard. First pitch inside from Yeager for ball one. Yeah, it's difficult enough to do it, to hit a cycle, but to do it in natural order. As runner off the second base, Valerio. Clementina eats it, no throw. And Felix Valerio with his 12th stolen base of the season. Take second base. Now a tying run is in scoring position.
They're coming in bunches for Valerio.
It's his fifth of the series now. 2-0 to Dillard. Pops a foul third base side.
I believe that's now his ninth in his last 13 games.
Had the 1-3 stolen base game. That'll help you.
Yeah.
2-1, and Dillard checks swing. Fouls it off Clementina's mitt towards the backstop. And the count back even 2-2. And Shuckers trailing 5-3, top of the seventh inning with two outs and 2 men in scoring position. Dillard drove in a Shuckers run back in the first inning. 1-for-2. He walked in the third as well. Yeager gets a sign from Clementina, the 2-2. Dillard fouls it off again off the left side. Over everything out towards the parking lot. Gapolt at third base. Felix Valerio at second. A 2-2 once more as Dillard chops it right into the Shuckers dugout first base side. Assistant trainer Matt Pollock got a hand on it but couldn't corral it. Now at the top step right there next to the Shuckers hitting coach Chucky Caulfield. 2-2. And Dillard hits it the opposite way down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Valerio rounds third. Harris's throw home on a one-hop. Valerio missed home plate. And he will just give up on it. Impressive throw from Michael Harris the second. Gets an outfield assist. His third of the season. One run does come in to score, though, so they cut the deficit in half. It's now 5-4 as we hit the seventh inning stretch here at Trustmark Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shuckers Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Seventh inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Impressive throw from Michael Harris is second. Gun down player at home again. They do get the one run, so they trail just 5-4. Night is over for Luis Contreras out of the bullpen. He was magnificent. 2 1/3 innings. Scoreless out of the bullpen as Lucas Ersing enters the ballgame for the Shuckers.
Yeah, for Ersing, 13th appearance of the year. He is 0-3 with a 9.60 ERA. He's been the victim of some unfortunate defense behind him. 15 innings, he's given up 23 runs, 16 earned, 11 walks, 17 strikeouts for the right-hander Lucas Ersing.
Always some better luck this time. Jeriel Gonzalez out in front of a changeup. First strike one. Well, we know Ersing has the fastball upper 90s, mixes in that upper 80s off speed. Gonzalez, a switch hitter from the left side. The 0-1 has fastball rifle down the first baseline. It just stays fair. Bounces off the wall right to Lutz. Gonzalez rounds first. Lutz is throwing a second. Is picked by Devaney, but Gonzalez slides in safely. Devaney ended up on his backside, but it took a perfect carom off the jutted out fence and wall in right field right to Lutz. Give him a play at second base, but Gonzalez speeds in there.
Yeah, the ball that was tucked no more than a foot and a half, 2 feet inside of the foul line. But like you said, Thomas, it took the perfect carom, and Lutz makes a pretty good throw to give Devaney a chance at it.
So big insurance run at second base as Hendrick Clementino off balance swings through for strike one. Well, the seventh inning has been the Braves' best friend in this series. Had the big comebacks on Wednesday and Thursday night in the inning as Clementina again swings through. Fastball, it's 0-2. 5-4, Braves on top. Shuckers playing catch-up since the four-run second inning for the Braves. Shuckers jumped out 2-0 in the first inning as Clementina bulges out of the way of a fastball inside, 1-2. Braves Harris, the second, made the outfield throw last inning. Had a solo home run in the first, and then mentioned before the four-run second inning. Now Jariel Gonzalez, whose hit streak is at four with that double. A 1-2 is good-looking pinch on the outer half. Reitz framed it up right into his chest. I'll be asking Justin Wooden where that one missed. Count back even 2-2. Ersing could really use a strikeout here. Get that first out, the 2-2. And a breaking ball whipped out and missed for strike three. Oh, there it is, a strikeout he needed. And Clementina's out on strikes for the second time tonight. And a big first down.
Well, the scouting report on Clementina is obviously to throw him breaking stuff. And that's a great location for that pitch. It finishes up in around the hands. And so not really anything Clementina could have done anything with, even if he made contact.
Drew Lugbauer, lefty first pitch, grounds it up the middle. Diving stab by Valero, pops up, throw to first, and they still got him. Lugbauer can't believe it, jumping and leaping up and down as Bobby Tassone throws him out. Incredible play by Valerio. That was a bang-bang play at first. And a second out for Corden on a sprawling grab up the middle.
Well, on first glance, it looked like Lugbauer was safe. That's an exceptional job by Valerio to even get to that baseball. But I thought that Lugbauer had made it there in time.
As Alexander foul tips the first pitch fastball for strike one. Well, I thought so too in real time. I thought he was safe. It's a second out though with a runner at third here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the 0-1 fastball misses up and away, 1-1. So maybe the luck turning back into Lucas Ersig's favor here if he can retire Alexander. Shuckers trail by just one right now. And a huge insurance run at third base. And the belt, the 1-1. Fastball high and tight. Alexander stands tall, 2-1. Now, nights ago, CJ had the bases clearing double down the, or into right center field, excuse me. That one ball almost got out of here. It should have. It looked like off the bat it was going to. And the 2-1 loops it up in the air. Foul territory. Coca going towards the fence and makes the catch. So Jason Coca comes up with a big snag in foul territory and strands an insurance runner at third base in the seventh inning. Seven innings in the books here in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trail by just one, 5-4 after seven. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese cakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing just one run here, 5-4. As Jackson Reeds comes to the plate, gets a new pitcher, Indigo Diaz for the Braves. I'll tell you all about him and take it the rest of the way home. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So one inning for Justin Yeager, and now the first offer to Reeds. And it is a breaking ball, low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So for Indigo Diaz, this is his 15th appearance on the year. He's 0-3 with a 4.61 ERA. He does have two holds and two saves and three chances. 1-0, and a breaking ball is low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Reeds. For Diaz this season, 13 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 8 and 7 earned on 6 hits. Big issue has been walks. 2-0, and a fastball is knee-high for a strike, 2-1. 14 walks to 16 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just 128 against him. But again, the walks have hurt him this season. Right-hander Diaz sets at the belt. And the 2-1 to Reitz. And a breaking ball is high. Three balls and one strike. Well, Diaz came into the ballgame in the eighth inning on Wednesday night when the Shuckers were trailing at 6-4. The set and the 3-1. And Reitz takes low and outside for ball four. Second time Reitz has been on tonight. And it's a leadoff walk. That's the tying run on base. And it brings up Tristan Lutz. Very similar to what Diaz did on Wednesday when he walked Lutz and walked Cam Devaney. Diaz then lined out to deep right field to advance the runners. And then that was when Michael Harris made the amazing diving catch in center. As the first offer, Lutz thought about it, holds off, it's called a strike. 0-1. That was on a rocket shot by Jason Coca. Right-hander Diaz from the belt, the 0-1. And Lutz takes another fastball over the inner half for a strike. It's 0-2. Lutz with an RBI single back in the first inning. Since then, he has struck out swinging and struck out looking. Right-hander Diaz, the 0-2, and Lutz takes high. On the count is a ball and two strikes to Tristan. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Five runs, 11 hits, one error for the Embraves. Set by Diaz, the 1-2. And Lutz bounces this on the ground glove cleanly by Alexander to second for one, on to first, not in time. Slow developing on the bouncer, reaches out 5-4. And so Lutz will replace him as Cam Devaney comes to him.
Just a high bouncer, and Alexander charging in, having to field it on the edge of the grass. So you're right, slow developing play. Really, the play was to second. Good enough, they're able to spin it back over to first.
So with one gone, it's Devaney. Came up in a similar spot in the eighth inning last night. The pitch, and he's swinging for the fences. He just goes over an inside fastball. And the radar gun's working again, 93 miles an hour on the fastball. It's 0-1. Hadn't had a radar gun for the first seven innings tonight. Well, that's off of first. And the 0-1. And that stepped back from an inside fastball. The count is one ball and one strike to Devaney. Cam with a pop out to left field back in the sixth. Just got underneath it. Walked in the fourth and struck out looking back in the first. The 1-1, and that's down in the dirt. Nice block by Clementina to keep it in front of him and hold Lutz at first. The count is 2-1. Devaney, when he came to hit last night, had Reitz on first after he had led off the inning with a walk. And Devaney hit a two-run homer to left that tied the game at three at the time. The set on the 2-1. Cam takes inside. Fastball 92, and the count is 3-1 to Devaney. Right-hander Diaz readies, and the 3-1, and Cam free swinging, goes through an inside fastball for a strike, and the count is full. That might have been ball four.
That might have been close pitch, and Devaney leaving no doubt.
Stares in, and Diaz the 3-2, and that is inside for ball four. Devaney steps out of the way and draws his second walk of the game. So now the tying run is in scoring position for the Shuckers. The go-ahead run is at first, and oh, history repeating itself a little bit here as Jason Koka comes to bat.
We just hope that Michael Harris II doesn't take away a base in the left center field gap now.
Well, he is in left field tonight and not center. Jacob Pearson is in center. As Koka steps up, Diaz sets and fires, and Koka sends it high in the air, left side. That's going to find its way into the stands for strike one. That bounced into a sweet. Bounced down in the concourse, took a high hop, and then went through an open sweet door over on the third base side. Seems rather unlikely.
Yeah.
Shuckers trailing by a run here, 5-4. Runners on first and second, and one gone. And the 0-1. And Koka fouls this one back. It'll nick off the netting. Go over the grandstand shell, and the count is 0-2 to Jason Koka. Koka 1-for-3 tonight. Single back in the fourth. He's struck out on either side of it in the sixth and the second. Inning started with a walk to Jackson Reitz. Tristan Lutz replaced him at first on a fielder's choice, and Cam Devaney walked. The 0-2. And Koka takes at the knees for a called third strike. And Koka is looking at home plate umpire Justin Winnett and saying, it's low. It's below my knees, low. And I think he held up at least a number three on his hand. But he will head back to the dugout as he strikes out for the second out.
Yeah, it looked a little low as well. I'm kind of with them. Unfortunately, gets punched out on it, so now it's going to come up to Kim is making his double-A debut tonight.
It's Terrence Dostin from the left side. Looked the second and the first pitch, and Dostin fouls it straight back for his strike 0-1. Terrence added to the Shuckers roster to replace Noah Campbell, who was placed on the IL, to give the Shuckers a left fielder. has never played above rookie ball. This is his double-A debut. He's 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout, a line out, and he hit into a double play. 0-1, and he can't check his swing on a slider down low. The count is 1-1. Dostin turned 21 back in September. Last season in the Arizona League, hit 272 in 41 games. Chokes up a little bit on the back. Lutz at second, Devaney at first. The 0-2. And Dostin hits it into right field, backing up on it. Moritz, he gets underneath it and makes the catch for the out. Oh, Dostin gave it a ride, and Moritz froze for a second, but he backs up and makes the grab, and the Shuckers leave the tying run in scoring position in the eighth. We head on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers still trailing by a run at 5-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves by a run 5-4. Lucas Ursin blows a fastball past Riley Delgado, who's very tardy with the swing at first strike one to get the bottom of the eighth going. Ursin out for his second frame of work, allowed a double in the seventh, but nothing else. The 0-1. And a breaking ball, weakly rolled to third. Picked up, Mike Coca has plenty of time and throws a little tall, but Dillard holds the bag as he lifts up onto his toes. And Delgado is gone, one out, and Jacob Pearson the batter.
That's the way you want to start your second inning on the mound if you're Lucas Ursing. Remember, he gave the leadoff double last inning, and so a nice little roller on the left side of the infield. You feel a bit better about yourself. Less stress.
Coca had it measured the entire way, and now it's Pearson from the left side. The offer. That is inside for a ball. Fastball 96 on the radar gun here. It's 1-0. Shuckers took a 2-0 lead in the first inning of this game. The set and the 1-0. And a breaking ball off the end of the bat, but Coca with a leaping snag at third. He brings it in. Well, it's the ace in Coca show in the eighth inning. Bruce Crabb over at third, can't believe it. And Coca tosses the ball to him. He can't believe it. For a second, it looked like Pearson was going to sneak one out into left field. Dostin was going to have a long way to go to get there. But instead, Coca makes an exceptional leaping play. There's two outs in the inning, and Andrew Moritz the batter. Now the offer. On a fastball, picks the bottom of the zone for a strike at 97.
Pretty nice grab down there to wrap up that Coca play, and especially it's slicing away from him, so a little bit tougher.
All the way at the very end of the leather is the 0-1, and a check swing barely gets a piece of it. It's 0-2. And honestly, you can see now, after getting that weak ground out and that line out, Ersing just has a different demeanor to him. Up 0-2 to Moritz. And the pitch. A check swing. Fastball at 95. Called a ball. Maybe a little inside. And the count is 1-2 now to Moritz. Moritz with a single up the middle his last time up in the sixth. Struck out in the fourth. Had an RBI ground out as a part of a four-run second. The 1-2. And a changeup low and outside. And the count, two balls and two strikes to Moritz. And very similar to what we said back in the sixth inning, you would rather Michael Harris be leading off the bottom of the ninth if the Shuckers can get there. Ersing, the 2-2. And that is yanked down the first baseline, but well fouled. He's down in front of a fastball. Count will stay at 2-2 to Harris. Well, the series tied at 2 in the six-game set between the Shuckers and the M-Braves, so whoever wins this one will have an opportunity to win the series tomorrow, 2:05 first pitch here at Trustmark Park. The 2-2 again, and this is laced down the left field line, and that is a foul ball no more than 2 feet down the left field line. Boy, it's nearly tucked it in there all the way into the left field corner. Instead, he'll have to jog back. Rematch of Game 1 coming your way tomorrow. Left-hander Nick Bennett on the mound, 2-3 with a 5.03 ERA. Meanwhile, it'll be the left-hander Jared Schuster, 2-3 with a 2.25. Remember, Schuster did not make it out of the first inning on Tuesday night. He just went two-thirds of an inning. Ersig sets at the belt, the 2-2 again. And a breaking ball is looped down the left field line. That is going to be foul into the terrace. So the count stays at 2-2. Shuckers will have an off day and then will be back home for a six-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits. Set in the belt, the 2-2 again. And that's low with a fastball. And so the count has run full now to Moritz. Shuckers are scheduled to send the right-hander Justin Bullock to the mound in game number one. Of course, the question is going to be what the Montgomery Biscuits roster looks like heading into Tuesday after they had to cancel the entire weekend due to a COVID outbreak. So we will deal with that as we get closer to it. Right now, Ersing, the 3-2, is down low for ball four. So after Moritz fell behind 0-2, took a couple of balls, fouled off three, and then took two more pitches to draw the walk. First walk issue tonight by Ersig, and it does flip the lineup back over to Michael Harris.
And that's the thing you try to prevent here because of Michael Harris' second and what he's done to Shuckers pitching this season.
First offer on the way, and a changeup is inside to the left-handed hitter for a ball. 1-0. Shuckers trailing by a run 5-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Four-run bottom of the second, the difference in this contest. First six sets and the 1-0 pitch on the way. And a fastball, outer edge, knee-high for a strike. And the count is 1-1 now. Harris with a home run in the first and an RBI double in the second. Since then, he grounded out in the fourth, and he walked in the sixth. The 1-1, and he bounces this foul. Might have caught a piece of his foot as he goes hobbling out of the batter's box. He's got a guard around that leading right ankle, but I think that might have caught him in his foot. There's no padding over the top of his cleat. We'll give him an extra moment here as home plate umpire Justin Whitten will dust off the dish. Weimer is about as deep in center as he's played with any batter in this series. Joey looks like he's only about 5 or 8 steps in front of the warning track and shaded just a hair towards left. As the right-hander Robbie Hitt has started to warm up for the Shuckers in their pen with two outs. The 1-2, and that swung on and missed. The throw down to second, it doesn't matter. Harris was a strikeout victim. So Ersig strikes out Michael Harris the second and gets around a two-out walk as he throws two scoreless innings tonight for the Shuckers. So we go on to the ninth inning. Last chance for the Shuckers and the top of the order due up Gabe Holt, Joey Weimer, and Felix Valerio. coming up on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-4. Last chance for the Shuckers here. They'll send the top of the order, but they're going to get the closer for the Mississippi Braves. It's the right-hander, Justin Maiese.
Yeah, Maiese appearing in his 16th game for the Mississippi Braves. 0-1 record, 3.86 earned run average. He is a perfect 6-for-6 in save opportunities this season.
And Gabe Holt, the first batter, lifts this one foul. Or a strike hit is 0-1.
Well, hitter is hitting just .231 against Maiese this season and 16 1/3. He struck out 26 batters and walked 4.
0-1 pitch. And Holt swings through a changeup. Count is 0-2. Gabe 1-for-4 tonight. He singled his last time up in the seventh and scored on an RBI single by Thomas Dillard. The 0-2. And he lifts this in the air. Shallow left field, backing up on it, Alexander. Few backpedaling steps into the outfield to make the grab for the out. One gone. So here is Joey Weimer, a perfect 4-for-4 tonight, 2 singles, a double, and a home run back in the fifth inning. Maiese into his motion, and Weimer skies this one. Back of home, Clementina tracking, backing up, and he is able to grab it in foul ground as he goes to a knee. So Weimer pops it up behind home plate, and Clementina nearly bungles it. But as he goes down, he's able to make the grab, and the last chance for the Shuckers down run is Felix Valerio.
Such a tough ball to catch, and the ball's always going to move back towards the field of play, but the wind also carrying it as well.
So Maiese rocks home to Valerio, and the first pitch fastball is outside, 1-0. Well, Maiese ended up coming into the game 2 nights ago on Thursday. The set in the 1-0. And that's low. 2 balls and no strikes. That was after the Braves had scored 4 in the bottom of the 8th inning to go up 9-4 in that contest. Got Valerio to ground out. The set and the 2-0. And Valerio just gets a piece of a changeup and fouls it back. And the count is now 2-1. Shuckers trailing 5-4 with 2 gone and the bases empty here in the ninth. The 2-1. And Valerio reaches for a changeup. And the count is 1-2. A lot of room out in the left center field gap. As the 2-2. And Valerio strikes out swinging. And Maese locks down the save for the M-Braves tonight. Unfortunately for the Shuckers, the M-Braves yet again use a big inning. This time it's a four-run second, and it holds up as the M-Braves beat the Shuckers 5-4 tonight. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. Shuckers fall tonight. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 5-4. Shuckers need to find a way to score more than four runs. That is now the fourth consecutive game that they've done it in this series, and unfortunately they have won just one of them. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Thomas, the Shuckers got off to a great start yet again tonight. They scored two runs in the first inning, but unfortunately for the Shuckers, the M-Braves got a couple of runs, or they got one in the bottom of the first, and then all four of their runs coming in the bottom of the second inning, and it seemed like for the right-hander Noah Zavalas, it just took him slightly too long to settle into this game, and the M-Braves took advantage of it in the second.
Yes, command wasn't as sharp in those first two innings as it was in his final inning in 2/3 on the mound, and in that second inning, a Lunkbauer leadoff home run, and then just a string of hits after that. Everybody started that inning with four straight hits. A few too many breaking balls left over the plate, and, you know, Zavalas did settle down, as you said. Well, just one hit after that, the final inning in 2/3. He was on the mound and just the only base runner he allowed as well. But, yeah, you're right, just a little bit too late on the part of the Shuckers.
Well, meanwhile, the bullpen did its job tonight between Luis Contreras and Lucas Ersig. They combined to throw 4 1/3 scoreless innings. The Shuckers chipped away at the lead. It was the fifth inning when Joey Weimer got his third hit of the night. It was a solo home run, an absolute no-doubter. And then in the seventh, the Shuckers were able to rally. Gabe Holt with a leadoff single. Joey Weimer then had his fourth hit of the night. It was a single. He'd be replaced on a fielder's choice by Valerio, but the Shuckers would put men on the corners. Valerio would steal second base, and Thomas Dillard with a single out into left field. And boy, you just say it again, Michael Harris the second, impactful in all kinds of ways, and he throws out Felix Valerio at home, and that's the last scoring chance the Shuckers had in that inning.
And really, in these last couple games, it seems to be when the Shuckers lose, it's one defensive play that the opposition makes. Remember the Harris catch he had a few nights ago, and then today making that throw from home. And that was, it just seems like after that, it's kind of the last breath that the Shuckers get, is one of those plays that Michael Harris the second makes. And it's tough, too, because how special a player he is.
Well, they did have a chance to maybe get a run back in the eighth inning as Jackson Reitz led off with a walk. Tristan Lutz had a fielder's choice, and then Cam Devaney walked. But after that, a strikeout of Coca and a line-out to right. Terrence Dostin looked like he was going to be the hero in this game, but unfortunately comes up with a line-out to right field. Shuckers end up going in order in the ninth inning against the closer, Justin Maiese. And that is all for this one as Biloxi falls by a final score of 5-4 tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers affiliated system and get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. Shuckers fall tonight. Postgame show continues next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad bird, nevertheless. Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 5-4 against the Mississippi Braves. We were the only action in baseball tonight, though. For a look around the Southern League, let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We'll start with the game. Had a very similar kind of just feel around it like the Shuckers and Embrys have been playing. That is Birmingham and Rocket City tonight. A really back-and-forth game at Regents Field. Rocket City right now trailing the Barons in the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2. The eighth inning just got underway there, but some of the scoring. Top of the third inning, Orlando Martinez, RBI single, makes it 1-0. Then Ian Dawkins, go-ahead, two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth, they tie it on a wild pitch by Yoan Ibar. Preston Palmeiro scores. They get another big runner over at third base. They can't score him, though, in that sixth inning. And then the bottom of the seventh, the Barons strike again. Ian Dawkins singles on a line drive to left field. And so the Barons with a 3-2 advantage right now at Regents Field. And then the only other game going on tonight, again, because of Montgomery and Pensacola being postponed because of COVID, Chattanooga in control 8-1 on the Tennessee Smokies. Smokies have just 3 hits tonight. They have committed 2 errors as well. That's not the recipe for success if you're trying to win baseball games, although only one of them is unearned on the pitching side of things. But some offense for the Lookouts, that's what they bring. Have scored in 5 of the first 6 innings as they enter the top of the 7th inning. T.J. Hopkins, RBI single. Quinn Cotton, homered as well. Hopkins, another single. And T.J. having a night for him so far. He is almost at every single box score scoring play. So mentioned the single in the first, single in the third to drive home another, RBI double in the fifth inning. That drives home two. Hawkins with the bases loaded walks in the sixth inning. So he has been littered all over the place here in the box score. Line on him, 3-for-3, 5 RBIs, 1 walk tonight for TJ Hopkins. And he's having a good night. So are the Lookouts, 8-1 on top right now. The Smokies.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. Let's go ahead and take a look around the Brewers-affiliated system. And let's go ahead and take a look at the Nashville and Louisville game. That game has been suspended due to rain in the bottom of the third inning. The Nashville Sounds leading that 7-0 at the time the game was suspended. Mario Feliciano had an RBI single. Pablo Reyes with an RBI single. Weston Wilson with an RBI groundout. And then Abraham Almonte with a 3-run homer as part of a 6-run bottom of the second inning in that contest. How do you like this? Nick Senzel is playing for Louisville.
Yeah.
Right before the game went into a rain delay, he was ejected by the umpire.
Oh, boy.
So who knows about that? Josh Lindblom was the starter tonight. He goes 3 innings. Don't know if he's going to come back out, but 3 scoreless tonight for Lindblom. 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. He's got a 2.4 ERA there at Nashville. As for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they get their revenge against South Bend tonight. 9-2 winners. The 2 runs for South Bend came in the ninth inning. Wisconsin, 3 in the first, 3 in the second, and 1 in the fifth. They also added on 2 more in the eighth. How that went, Tristan Peters RBI single, Wes Clark RBI single, and a Carlos Rodriguez RBI double. That was in the first. In the second, Joe Gray with an RBI single, Tristan Peters reaching on an error that allowed a run to score, and then Wes Clark with a single. So Juana, Wes Clark, and Joe Gray Jr. and Tristan Peters in all of that action. Ashton McGee then had an RBI single in the fifth. Xavier Warren hit his second home run of the year. That was in the eighth. And Carlos Rodriguez with another RBI single. But the real story for this one for Wisconsin is Brandon Kinnear. Yes, you pronounce the K. 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Kinnear is now 6-1 this year with a 1.17 ERA. I have to imagine he'll be the next guy bumped up to Biloxi at some point this season. By the way, Mort comes in, gets the save as he goes the last 3 innings. And at the low A level, after Carolina hit a walk-off grand slam last night, they end up winning 2-1 in a tied contest this evening. Jackson Chirillo gets his 9th double of the year as he goes 2-for-3 in the game. He scores 1 of the 2 runs. Hendry Mendez, who hit the walk-off grand slam last night, goes 1-for-3, drives in a run, and scores a run as well, as Carolina gets a 2-1 win over Down East this evening. And last but not least, the Big League Brewers. Right now they lead it 5-1. That game is in the top of the eighth inning at American Family Field. Andrew McCutchen with a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first inning. Hunter Renfro with a sac fly. And then Luis Urias, his 3rd home run. And Keston Hiero with an RBI single to drive in a run. That is all the scoring right now for the Brewers on the mound tonight. That would be the right-hander Brandon Woodruff. He seems to be rebounding nicely. 6 innings, 1 run on 5 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts tonight. We'll keep our eyes on the big league crew as they round out their game. All right, final numbers from this game tonight. For Biloxi, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They leave 8 men on base. For Mississippi, 5 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. They also leave 8 men on base. The winning pitcher is Tanner Gordon. He improves to 1-2. Noah Zavalas takes the loss. He drops to 0-1. And Justin Maese gets his 7th save of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,590 on an 86-degree cooling night here in Pearl. With the win, the Mississippi Braves are now 17-21. With the loss, the Shuckers are 2 games under 500 at 18-19. On the year. Next up, it's the series finale tomorrow. 2:05 is our start time. The left-hander Nick Bennett on the mound for Biloxi, 2-3 with a 5.03 ERA. For Mississippi, they are set to send the left-hander Jared Schuster to the mound, 2-3 with a 2.25. We're scheduled for 2:05 tomorrow. Be aware, there is rain that is in the forecast tomorrow. We'll hop on the air and let you know what's going on if we're not starting on time, but plan on being with us tomorrow at 1:50 for our pregame show all across the Shuckers Radio Network. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work today, play-by-play, color commentator, social media extraordinaire. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your help, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Garrett.
All right, but as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Trustmark Park. Your final score, the Mississippi Braves 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 4. Back at it again tomorrow afternoon at 2.05 p.m. Until then, good night from Pearl, Mississippi.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Uno, dos.